And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone. Mm-hmm.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Your Indian response.
What up, juggalos? What up, juggalos?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun.
No!
That's the purpose.
Imagine you're not caught in here.
Never surrender!
Sit down and...
That's so wimpy. Come on, give it up.
Let me point. I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous penis.
At least 4 feet of...
What?
Oops. That can happen.
Local busy is bored of this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me in the genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh,
not
humiliating.
Nice.
I'm a pair.
He had call.
There's a punch. Punch swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Was he holding the mansion?
Yanked off the air yesterday. Follow us
from Mars.
Well, I know that. Rain man. Cold.
Bientôt.
I will.
Siegel often draws him at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely not again.
So I had planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing.
Lost me back.
Funny.
Funny. I'm still not sure what happened.
Arts.
Whoa!
I'm not as confident
here. Don't tell me to calm down.
Oh, damn.
My goodness.
Excuse me?
Lick my butt.
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my. That weird little chewy.
For employee of the month?
No. Doesn't matter.
Is this Eva? Okay, Eva. How you pronounce the word?
Chug-a-ma-loo-ma-nick-a-nick-ha-ba-loo-ka-mick-ka-mick. Bye to Texas University of Texas. Goodbye to Urge and White Law. Good luck to them, the old Texas. They is the rules how to fight. Eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the swear. It sounds like hell. Back to Texas University. Now for the Aggies. Look here. Chicken wing a bone. Chicken diggy doo. Hugga doo doo.
Thing 866-6-866-6-2-3-4-6-8.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good day yesterday?
Don't bring me down. Yeah. All right, go ahead. I had an awesome day yesterday.
I saw.
What do you mean you saw?
Well,
oh,
I
running
saw where
around.
You were.
Oh, well, yeah. That was, well, no, you know what? I was in Tyler's old alma mater land. Did the picture of the books?
I loved it.
That is a massive.
Actually, pale schools.
Does it really?
Yeah. It's an upgrade from when I first started going there. There are some bookstores that are buildings big.
I can tell you this, the Georgetown University bookstore, which I had, I don't think I've ever been in, bigger than the one that they had at Houston Baptist, very small, and not as much clothing to choose from.
I'm surprised that they had one at HBU.
It was really more regional t-shirt.
Big, gigantic, glass beer mug with the school logo.
No? At Houston Baptist. No.
Root beer mug.
No, I've encouraged putting liquid in, anything. Maybe like a bottle or something, like if you wanted to pass HBU dad, a couple of those. But I, you know what, now that I think about it, I don't know that I saw any books.
Yeah, they're on the.
Oh, I didn't go up to the second floor.
Yeah.
You were just on the swag floor.
The, swag and snacks. Uh-huh. Yeah. I did get a peanut butter cup out of there. No, I was over at, Georgetown University Hospital doing, a couple things, meeting with some people over there. It was awesome. It was great, and it was nice. That was awesome. I felt bad around with me, who liked it. And I was like, you guys can fade off anytime you want. I'll just go browse for a little bit.
Oh, because you're going to go scam some bitches.
Well, Diane, they could have thought, oh, look at Besser walking through.
Doubtful.
Is that the scam Diane speaks of?
Doubtful.
Do you want your gift now or later?
Oh, you got me something?
I did. Well, I was in a lot of things at the bookstore. I got my nephew who plays basketball. I got him a Georgetown. I got something to have. And when I saw that it exists, it bothered me that you don't have it.
Will it clash with today's attire?
It'll be attire.
All right.
How many Georgetown shirts do you have? 100?
No.
I'm sorry, 200?
No. 20.
No, you have more than that.
That's a lot. That's a lot of shirts.
I feel like you have, which I would bothered by. How do you not have a Georgetown baseball t-shirt?
Oh, that's pretty
cool. It's awesome. The cell phone, but then I figured, well, that looks...
That looks big.
Does it really?
What size is that?
Medium?
That's a big medium.
They grow them big at Georgetown, Diane. They grow them
big. Oh, is
big.
That for a baseball body?
Isn't that pretty cool? Pretty cool. I didn't even know they had a baseball team. You know what they don't? You know what they don't have? Hockey team.
Well, they did when I was there.
They have a field hockey team.
I have a Georgetown hockey jersey.
Oh, do you really? Ooh, that's kind of nice.
I bought it on eBay. I don't think it was licensed.
But you don't have a baseball t-shirt.
I don't. No.
Well, you do now.
Well, thank you
do
very
now.
Much.
Absolutely.
What inspired you to go baseball?
Yeah, because I didn't think you wanted one for sailing. And
sailing? You mean like crew?
It's
or
not sailing. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like,
are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen a sailing. I didn't like the logo on it. I mean, the Georgetown thing was on there, but it had like, and I was like, that's ridiculous. And then then they had field hockey, which I didn't think you'd want because that's a girl sport.
Wow.
What was the other one? Oh, but for my nephew. And then, I don't remember. Oh, and then I was going to get, Georgetown, but then I figured, well, that probably wouldn't go over well. You know the shirt that looked awesome though? They had a Georgetown Law one that looked like really regal. Like that.
The scales of justice.
I'm glad you didn't give me that. No, the baseball team, one of the greatest moments to come out of my, schooling experience.
Well, that I'll bite.
Inebriated Andrew Brown told us that baseball guys were calling crew guys puss. And I was a social rower. Those that don't remember.
But do they play baseball at the school?
There's at least there was when I went there. It's changed so much in the last 15 years.
But where do they play their games? A hospital? I don't know what soccer field? Is that the one that they use? There's like a big field.
Yeah,
they
use that. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that. So
there.
From inside the hall in the pediatric wing, like a lot of the rooms that the field. I was like, that's freaking awesome. Now, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that, you know, kids' college ward, like being able to watch some sport take place. But I was like, dude, that's awesome. You could just like hang out there and watch free sports. And I did think if the baseball team played there, that's close enough to my. I drive over there, although park. But the
expensive.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't that bad because if you park outside the hospital, it's 4 hour park. Not that bad. So you could load up for four. I watched the whole game right on Park Mobile. It's not bad.
Yeah, like there was a practice field when I went there, but they play just.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Games. All right. Well, that's closer for you, though.
It's right down the street from you.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to drive home to load up the drive back to Rockville.
Go to the,
You know, you should get
a student discount.
How about professional curator just into the game to some of his students?
Absolutely.
That are there.
You got that ID?
That's in the car. Left that. No, that's not with me. Although I did, on the way there that I had never, ever seen before. For a second. Did you ever go to the hospital?
As a patient?
Yeah.
No.
Like, I haven't been to that hospital. I did my hand operated on. A dog bit me. And I had to get my hand operated on.
Mm-hmm.
I did go to that was the hospital I got it done. I didn't see that part of it. I saw a hospital I'd never seen before. And they didn't know your buddy who got wheeled over there in a wheelbarrow. I did ask.
So many years.
To think that they would then in a wheelbarrow.
I don't know. I bet he wasn't the only one.
But they
I deal with a lot of he blew his knee out. You're referring to my friend Joe who blew his knee out dancing.
But they did. But the hospital's beautiful. It's really, really nice.
Sure.
Yeah, no, it was great. But on the way over there, and you hear about it on the news, all that's happened. So I'm driving, I don't even know what road I was on at that point. So I'm driving there, and you know how, like, there's not a stop sign that'll exist on a road, but they'll have, like, the yellow cones up, stop for pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
So I was behind, I don't know, I think it was like a Tahoe. So I was behind this, and this woman driving, and there was somebody in the passenger seat, and I'm assuming there may have been somebody like in the back, like some kid or something. So they, we're moving at a pretty good, up ahead you could see this. She had to be between 5. Sweet, sweet old woman, and she looked like typical grandma. You know what I mean? Like it was nice, it was beautiful, so she had on like this little floral shirt, and mm-hmm. with her little puffy, gray hair, and her little glasses. And she's not fast. She's probably like 73 years old. But she's walking across the crosswalk. And I'm thinking like, okay, the car in front of me, I knew the car in front of me didn't slow down.
Oh no.
And was barreling. And this poor old lady gets out into the middle of our lane, trotting across. Mm. She gets a little and stops.
Oh no.
Frozen. You know what I mean? Like she had to like to make it. And she's not going to make it back. So the woman driving, she doesn't lock him up. Quickly has to brake. So she stops, and in my mind the whole time I'm thinking, holy F, I'm gonna get taken out by a car. Nervous, right? So the SUV, she comes to a stop, and she probably stops, I don't know, 8 feet before the crosswalk. So she waves beforehand, but this is fine. As was I. Like, I thought, there's no way she's stopping. Like, she's gonna try to go and swerve around or something. So I stop behind her, and her car. Grandma's looking at her. And I was like,
here we go.
Well, no, not angry. I just thought, you know, like, she, poor woman's bad. I was afraid she's going to have a heart attack. She walks over to the window of the car driving the Tahoe.
Yeah.
Grandma would see the woman put down the window. That means my window's going further down. It's cracked for smoking.
Right.
But and I can hear the woman in the Tahoe say, oh, I'm sorry. I came up on the stop walk quickly. And the old woman, who I can't hear as well, is looking at her. And one point is, well, that's... And I was like, get it.
Old cussing's always
so
funny.
I don't know what the woman in the Tahoe said in response to that, but I do... Grandma leaned into the car and punched her in the face.
Get out.
Swear to God, I have never seen... Like, I've seen people arguing on the side of the road. I've seen people fighting out of their car. I've never seen somebody in a car and punch somebody, let alone a 73-year-old grandmother.
So she punched her in the face.
Show us the video.
I was reaching for my phone. I couldn't get my phone going because it was in my pocket.
Dude.
Well, first I thought the woman was really freaked out about that. And then when she walked up to the car, there was part of me that thought, I'm going to have to get out to the old woman. But I didn't.
That was less.
Okay, but now I'm.
I would have given you a pass for having it in portrait mode.
The thing. I was interaction.
So did she connect? Did she hit her right in the face? Face?
She hit her in the face. Grandma face.
And then what happened? And
the only other person that I know that's ever been hit was my buddy Vince. He was in the car with his dad. Movie. Somebody punched Vince's dad. I wasn't there, but he got punched by some Joe. Santos punched him in the chest. I don't think his dad's doing too well. I just saw a picture of him in a wheelchair. Like father, like son.
Did you get back to grandma?
So anyway, so grandma punches her in the face.
Yes.
And then, like, leans back, shakes her hand off. and then to the rear of her car. But as she's walking to the rear of the car, she's looking at me like I did something. And so I just, because
window
my,
up.
No, window, said to her, hey, are you okay? I don't know. She said, like, yeah, I have. We got this. But she, this is fine. So she gets up on the curb. The Tahoe woman finally starts. Grandma, one last little bit. Gives her the finger.
Oh, my God.
On Granny.
She shuffles along her way.
Got up on the sidewalk. I did not roll at all until Grandma was up on that.
For the woman in the SUV to, like, collect herself and move.
Once Grandma car,
yeah,
like was walking and you could see that she was past the car, that's when the Tahoe lady took off. And boy, she took off like a bat out of hell. And then all I could think is that she was in the car with her, but I got home and all I had to say was got decked in the face by Grandma.
Oh my God.
Sweetest old woman. You would never, like, she didn't rough white trash Grandma. Sweet little old lady belted her right in the face. I was like, holy crap, woman. And then I made it to the hospital and everything fine. But I'd never, let alone mulling back and just,
ow.
But man, was it great. Oh my God. It made my day. Made my day. I want it bad now that I didn't video this.
I just, world star.
Line two. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hi, who's, hi?
Alexandria. I'm calling. You guys are talking about, grandmother's cursing. Grandmother will be 78 in December. She loves Redskins, but the last hit there and say you kids, you SOB, you gotta get to, I mean, she will go hard on the Redskins. And it is the most holy.
I love that that's where she lets go. Like, that's where she's gonna let loose and let them have us is great.
Oh man. Over during a Redskins game last season, and he just sat there with his jaw open. Hilarious.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, dude. Hey, well, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, man.
We'll talk to you later. So, yeah, that was a solid day.
Wow.
I saw an old woman decking. I paid a little visit to the hospital and visited the bookstore and watched people walk around in sundresses. Goddamn college campus. Holy hell.
It's almost graduation time, isn't it?
That was a treat.
Should be.
Next week.
Where was it? You wanted me, I didn't see the place. The place where you wanted me to go. Please.
No, I said that saying go check it out. I said it's a nice day. There might be people out sunning on Copley Lawn.
Oh, I don't know where that is. All I know is that I went to the book shop and then I went back to the hospital. And that was good. I would like to kind of improve the parking garage over there, though. Not a lot of parking in the parking garage.
All right. Well,
seems like there's
foot
no
square foot of green space left. <How about? laughs>
Anyway, listen, we got a ton of stuff. Let me do this. Let me take one quick break. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Connect on Facebook at FreshEITM Online.
Spring this month at Richard GMC during our spring sales event. You too can be a happy 100 driver by using a vehicle in Virginia. Our brand quarter mile fast short pump mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7 vehicles to choose from. Spring season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles. Up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on all and terrain. And 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibus. Spring is fun with up to MSRP on select Buick. Up to 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, 4 grand off MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves, and up to 3 grand off MSRP on Encores. Encores get with amazing finds online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Red GMC in Richmond, YouTube via driver.
Knows that you had a blast out at Big Field Day. So that's why RVA Vapes is continuing the new juice line. Boilermaker RVA Vapes BFD. As in Boilermaker is friggin' delicious. XL108 was a true music festival for Richmond, featuring bands from around the world. Food, craft beer, and thousands of views. RVA Vapes is for vape products and accessories in the 100 West Broad Street at RVAVapes.com or call 922-3080.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put it on the dash?
What?
Never mind.
Beastly? Rubber
seal. Sorry, man. You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular oil with mold and filters from AutoZone? Be ready for the road this summer with 5 quarts of Valvoline, your choice of select oil filters for $22.99. Restrictions and details in store.
If you've ever
ever wanted a truly spectacular, you'll want to visit Jared the Garrett Gallery this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond, you'll receive up to a $1,000 worth of purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here. Set in diamonds. This for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Morning, I like a croissant with...
Try saying croissant sandwich.
Sandwich.
Now say
muffin.
Oh no, that's boring.
Get two croissant sandwiches for just $4 only.
Looking for a no further than the brand new Crown Lift Trucks location at 510 East Park Court, Suite 110. You'll find a complete range of heavy-duty Crown forklifts with reliable parts and service packages designed to meet your needs. Crown options, including rental and lease programs. Stop by Crown Lift Trucks or call Crown Lift Trucks today at 420-920-9058 or visit crown.com to find out more.
This Mother's Day smile. Give Mom a Hannah hand card because nothing says thanks, Mom, for all you do more than the gift of relaxation. And now through Sunday, May 10th, Stone gift card, and receive a $20 promotional gift card for yourself. Free hand and stone massage in Fay Chesterfield, Carytown, or Short Pump, or handandstone.com. Meeting spot for details.
There's at Keegan's. Mother's Day is Sunday. Make your reservations now for Keegan's legendary Mother's Day, featuring a carving station and all your other favorites. Spend Mother's Day with your family at Keegan's. In short,
stop by your neighborhood Kroger today for that special Mother's Day gift. You'll find beautiful private selection roses as well as greeting cards, delicious for just how much you care. Happy Mother's Day from Kroger.
And Traffic Center. Drive in both directions near Belvedere. Collision involving a semi has your left lane blocked. And also on the northbound side, crews have a lane to deal with the collision. 95 or 64, no problems listed on the side streets.
Back with another Big Field Day.
Camo.
I'm Fletcher.
And J. Roddy Walston in the business.
We listen to some music, especially like looking for band stuff.
Really?
Like, I think the only place that they exist is on MySpace now. Because it's still there.
It's still there. Well, I just can't log into it.
Yeah.
Thursday picture.
Yeah. I'm wearing black super emo. Ooh. 10 years ago.
Oh,
turns
my.
Out. Yeah. Girl jeans and sadness.
Not much has changed.
Get more at bigfieldday.com. Now, back to Elliot on XL102.
Our buddy Jeff Halpern will be. I don't him. From yesterday. Was his.
Et cetera.
It's really it. Obviously, some hockey stuff with him. His place, Astro Donuts.
Yes.
Not redecide, but isn't the second one opening? That's by me.
Church, yeah.
Yeah.
Exact mosaic or
no? I don't know. Jeff will probably know. I would bet. Halpern will be on with us a little bit later on. I have more tickets for you to go to the Landmark Music Festival. That takes December. Down on the days of music, 5 stages, 40 bands. The Strokes, Drake, all just big headliners for the event. I'll also have more tickets for you to go to the Mayhem Festival with Slayer, King Diamond. Tickets for and before we get out of here today, I'll have tickets for you to see the Wizards take on the Atlanta Hawks. 3 is tomorrow. It's for you to go there. Caps are in action tonight, but they're up in New York to finish off. That's I don't have Caps tickets for you today. That's fine though. But once we get into the next round, I'll have more. And, like I said, I'll have Wizards tickets we got to get through today. It's going to be very, very busy. Diane, let's get, please.
The Justice Department is planning to launch a thorough investigation into meth at the Baltimore Police Department at the request of Baltimore's Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake in the wake of meth. Now, they have already started there. Freddie Gray's civil rights were violated. But this is more a practice investigation that is looking at the entire Police Department.
Good.
Similar to the one that they'd conducted in Ferguson, Missouri, Michael Brown, last summer. We have our first subtropical of the season this hurricane season.
And that's early. I was reading yesterday.
Is it 3 weeks early?
Hurricane or hurricane season, June 1 is when it starts. I think it's see the end date.
It's later.
I want to say it's almost October. It may be September, October. Since I lived in the track of hurricane season, June 1 is your date or your normal start date for hurricane season. So Anna is a little bit early.
So first name storm of this hurricane is in effect for the coast from Edisto Beach in South Carolina up to Cape North Carolina. High surf rip current along Florida's Atlantic beaches and the Georgia coast. Although they do say it's going to be in Carolinas for the weekend with up to 2 to 4 inches of rainfall in the coastal cities. Most significant that. Also, these people who aren't so much going to be affected by that, the Northeast is pretty much in a pollen tsunami, as they call it right now.
Thank God I don't have them. Everything's yellow.
But they said even if typically it doesn't bother you that much, people are feeling the effects, with the scratchy throats, etc. They said the reason it's so bad is because wet, cold winter. So many areas, all that snow. So
right.
They said, and from the trees, beginning of the spring, and then the grass pollen comes in May. So it's basically delayed right now. So instead of picking up and going in its nice, smooth order, it's basically all being dumped at once. They're telling people hour when you come into your house at night.
Yeah, no, Jackie does that with the boys.
They're outside.
Yeah, like if they get home from school and they're playing, man, they have to take a shower, and then especially if one of them's at lacrosse practice, run in a field for a couple hours, right into the showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's bad. The older one has it horrible. His eyes look like he got punched.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, he gets it bad.
Is he going to have to do shots?
He's the job.
Okay. Lee update. That's the shark that people have been in recent days.
Who? Oh, yeah,
Mary
yeah, yeah.
Lee.
The great white that you were telling me about yesterday.
Spotted this morning trekking a New Jersey coastline.
Oh, okay.
This is
good.
The 16-foot, 3,500-pound female shark. Not a couple of posts of Delmarva, but the last pinging was just off the coast this morning. Florida high school principal caught smoking some weed with her shirt unbuttoned in the backseat of a car. Students.
I bet that looks bad when a cop rolls up.
Principal Chris and the 18-year-old got busted for pot possession. That called 911 about people possibly either engaging in sexual activity or somebody being attacked in a parking lot.
You just roll up to a mall or a strip center or something and just hang out in the back seats. Principal unbuttons her shirt.
Knock, knock. She opened the door, and she said, oh, I'm just friends with him.
Okay, button your goddamn...
And then she went on to say that she had picked him up...
Take a weed charge.
No, she was on the side of the road because she was lonely.
Okay, this is...
The teenager was the one who was like, yeah, that's my principal. He's suspended now, pending further.
Oh, my God.
The Mavericks...
Dumbest principal ever.
The Mavericks charters, and there must be several of them.
Right.
Founded by Vice President Joe Biden.
Oh, good.
Well, interesting factoid, which will be put in a story about this woman.
Not that it matters, but can I ask, is the principal kind of hot to have your principal sitting next to you with her shirt on?
I only have her the slightly teary mugshot.
It's not a sexy look. What? That's not a good look on her.
Well, you don't smile.
I want more than that, but yeah, she looks like, oh!
She's like, oh, F. Oh.
That's not the best photo.
Do you remember the man who won that free vacation? He could not take his wife or his baby with him, and there were pictures all over of him looking in the casino on the beach.
This doesn't ring
no?
a bell with me at all.
I see you're not on Facebook within the last couple of weeks. Well, 34.
Wait, back me up for. I don't know the story at all. So this dude
won a vacation, but I guess
go where?
Puerto Rico.
Right. But he had to go by himself.
Yeah, I guess he and his wife, I don't know what the problem exactly was, why they couldn't babysit.
Okay.
I don't know if they were, whatever it was.
Or just it's expensive, the other ones.
So they ended up having to stay at home. And so that's why he was posting all these pictures of himself looking sad in all these places. He'd be like, woo, sipping on
a drink, vacation.
Frowny face, stuff like that. Well, apparently the people at the Puerto Rico Tourism Board reached out to him to offer another alt.
Do they have to go to Puerto Rico?
Gone because he's posted the smiling pictures next to the same ones where he was frowning.
Damn it. Free trip.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
Virginia woman is suing Verizon Wireless for more than $2.3 million. She says The company caused her to have a heart attack during a customer service. 53-year-old Angela Hawkins called Verizon last year because there was a billing. Representatives there accused her of saying that she was going to kill everyone and peace.
Oh, my God.
Now, her attorney says the call was so upsetting to her, she was scared the police were going to arrest her, because I guess she was just going off on these people.
And had a heart attack.
Day after the call, an EKG revealed that she did have a heart attack and 4 days in the hospital.
Holy, she's not going to win that suit, by the way.
Lawsuit claiming both negligent and intentional infernal distress. No,
unless they settle.
They'd be stupid to settle.
Who, Verizon?
How can you? I mean, they can probably subpoenaed to say, like, well, let's see, done wrong that could have led up to a heart. I don't necessarily think it was the phone call.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, though.
A 6-year-old woman from Mechanicsville, Maryland, was arrested this week. Say that Sarah Schrock contaminated milk that was served to family members at her house. Did you hear this?
No.
Shavings of dead skin from her feet.
Wait, so it was intentional, but I mean, that's not going to hurt anybody. That's like a bit. That's like funny. Like,
you want to go to like something and get whatever the shavings are, leavings from the floor, okay, and put in your milk?
Okay, but at least she wasn't like doing it to
scream. Who cares?
Okay, it's gross. I'm not arguing that.
Okay, then Jackie will do that and you're fine.
No, you're not getting sick from that. Like, it's gross, I'll give you that.
I would be sick for weeks after hearing what had happened.
Man, somebody got like coconut in here.
Oh.
Nasty.
Now, I do have a mugshot where she's...
I got to see what her feet look like. How big? There you go.
Yes. I just ate a coconut donut, and I've left some shavings.
Just put it in Kaylee's
milk.
You
want your coffee?
That's nasty.
According to the... They had sat down to dinner, started to cough, and coughed up what looked like...
How would you even know it was a piece of skin?
Dead skin. Everyone's got like lines in it, like a fingerprint.
I would just think, wouldn't you think though it was just like the smeg from around the top of the
No, not when you pour it into a colander.
Kaylee's getting ready to vomit.
Yes, smelling mugshot. No, they like a strainer and you could.
That may be the best story ever.
Accused has dry feet because of diabetes, and I guess for her to be like, you know.
You just kind of scrape it off, sure. I'm picturing every aunt on my mom's side of the family, big cracked up heels on their feet.
She denies having any involvement.
That's an interesting defense.
Yeah. I believe they said the arrested 3 days. I know one of them was not going I think the guy that ended up with
Not admissible.
She was ordered to have no con. I think this is also one of the guys who ended up with the what he hoped was coconut.
Oh, Milkfoot.
Oh my God.
That's nasty.
Lady. Hot Pursuit, new in the theaters this moon, and Sofia Vergara.
I have zero interest. Nothing out. I mean, I've already seen Avengers, so I have no interest in anything
right
now.
Well, that's what they said. People are just going to say screw it and go see Avengers.
Yes, as well they should.
Capitals and against the Rangers.
Wrap it up!
The Capitals leading that series 3-1. They'll advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. And last night, the Montreal Canadiens staying alive 6-2.
They kicked the crap out of Tampa. Anybody else watch that game last night? It was pretty good.
Beating the Wild.
Watched half of that game, too.
Complete that sweep, so they advanced to the Western Conference Finals. There was a fan who was arrested at the game between the Lightning and the Canadiens the other night. Gun into Tampa's arena. 27-year-old Lucas Cassidy is his name. Apparently, they saw him drop a handgun in the...
That's terrifying.
And called charges for bringing a gun to...
Think about that from time to time. And I mean, listen, you get...
At the Verizon Center?
Yeah. No, I mean, you get wanded when you go in. Yeah. And they check bags and stuff. About that all the time. But I'll think about that from time to time. Is that if somebody went handy arena? But that does. It crosses my mind from time to time.
Nationals kicking off a weekend series against the Braves. Gio Gonzalez will be pitching for the Nationals. The Yankees topping the Orioles last night.
Got a little A-bomb.
So he got 6. Him in sole possession of 4. And a 4.
Right.
The all-time home run list.
Yeah, so now he's got a ways to go. I don't know if he'll get up to number 3, but the next, if you're going to keep track of the next thing that we'll keep an eye on, when he joins the 3,000 hit club, which I can't remember how many more he's got to go. That he'll get. I mean, barring it, God forbid, any injury, but he'll
this
end up.
This
end
season.
Up, oh yeah, yeah, he's solid. Yes.
Did you put Lario to board?
The. Market. It's a good shot, too.
So with the Hawks tomorrow night at Verizon Center, with that series tied at 1-1, obviously the Wizards are still reeling, as they're going to be without his five non-displaced his left wrist, and hand.
Like a lot.
So the bones that are...
So what are they, just like cracked? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
They were saying that his status for tomorrow night is uncertain, and that was always followed up with the Wizards are saying John Wall is uncertain. The same injury, Anthony Davis with the Pelicans had, he was out 4 to 6 weeks. So I can't imagine playoffs, so who knows? I'm ready to go.
You get the Bulls against the Cavaliers tonight, Clippers against the Rockets. Series going primetime on Saturday night.
SpongeBob 400!
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be great.
From Kansas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fox Sports.
All kinds of swag. The race.
Isn't the
race shirts. Have you seen them? The race shirts are fantastic.
I've seen the logo. It's just so weird.
No, it looks.
Car race?
Yeah! Come on! Oh, it's great!
What's the trophy in Kansas?
The Squidward. You get a Squidward.
Squidward.
What did I say?
Squidward.
Whatever.
What's the, like, tie-in, though?
For the movie?
But the movie already came out.
Then I don't...
I understand that there are...
The check clearing.
That don't have events. Picking something so specific that Nickelodeon obviously has chosen SpongeBob, it's just... Is there this summer?
No, it came out. So I don't know what it is. I honestly have no clue. I have no... Brian is sending us some swag.
Six drivers will have SpongeBob.
But for what, though? Like, I'm with Tyler. I mean, other than promoting SpongeBob on Nickelodeon...
Is this a way, like, with the, obviously, graphics and the drivers and the paint schemes, like, is it a way to get kids interested?
I mean, it's a Saturday night race, maybe? I have no clue. I'll ask Brian.
No, because you're right. My son was disappointed because he won't be able to watch it.
It is a Saturday night race. Yeah. No idea.
Oh, that doesn't, like, that really doesn't add up then. Yeah. And that, like, the audience.
Okay.
Adults watch SpongeBob. The audience for SpongeBob.
We need to get more stoners into NASCAR.
Thank you. I'll pop through and land on it. Great. Better than I thought it would be.
Also, changing his mind about a potential rematch with telling Showtime, I changed my mind. He's a sore loser and he's a coward.
Hey, does anybody have Gary? I would find, like, a really slow driver and put Gary on the car. It's a snail, Diane. Come on. Work with me. Wait, who's getting that one? Who's the number 11? Oh, that's a truck series.
Yeah. That's
Oh, that's pretty good, though. I'd keep that car. Oh!
Bill McDowell.
That's awesome!
That's who Squidward is?
Yeah. Say that word. I don't know why.
Squid.
No, it's funny. I don't know who that is. I've never seen the show. Squidward?
Squid. Mm-hmm. He's a squid. But yeah, he plays clarinet. You would love him. He's also kind of like, doesn't like to do anything. He's you. He doesn't like to do anything, and he plays...
Yeah, he's in... No, sorry, US 13. That's Kate 13, Squidward Tentacles. McDowell's in the 95, Larry the Lobster Ford Fusion.
Wait a minute, how have you never... You've never seen SpongeBob?
No.
Oh, doesn't matter. That's on, I'll hit it. And stop. It's fantastic.
I know you like it, I hate it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, love it. That was one of the few shows... That I was totally anymore. Although they did go to the movie, mostly because they were dragged. I was going. They made
Daddy
go with
go.
Me.
Remember they had that story that came out
you
a couple
of
times?
You could take all of your Bob the Blog and Harry and Nick or whatever the hell that thing is. You give me SpongeBob all day. It's laugh for hours.
That the movie just came out on DVD.
Oh, there you go.
And Blu-ray.
Oh, thank
so
you,
next
Brian.
The number 50 Shades of Grey. Toyota.
That's a look at news and sports.
Incredible is getting a redeemingly delicious three-course dinner at Bonefish Fire and Ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting at $19.99. Start this plenty with a salad. Then pick from five special entrees, including our cold water lobster tears. Yes, succulent lobster tonight. Or try the fire grill club hot in a sauce that's so good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect, they'll have you one forever invented. Because your fire and ice, not even close. Because just when you think incredible, it does with our... That's like getting a present in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice of five, all starting at $19.99. Hurry in, because this incredible deal won't last. Incredible, Sir Daily. Make a reservation now at bonefishgrill.com.
Richmond Morning Show. Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Are they getting the voice? All right, Macy.
Do they have anybody listening for all the...
Oh, and you know what? He was in the first movie.
No, they always do.
Wait, say again?
I hate when they do it. Like, Grand Marshal. TBA. TBA.
Plays that, Tyler. You'd love it. All right, 866 to Elliot, 866-235-5488. First-time winners, you call me right now. I have tickets for you. You will go to the Mayhem Festival with King Diamond, the Devil Wears Prada. 866-235-5468.
It's an A-bomb.
Elliot in the Morning.
XL-102.
Banks can be a hassle, but First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy and easy. And here's the biggie, the Rewards Debit Card. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over a dollar. Yeah, every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. First Capital Bank. It's your money. Member FDIC.
David is a graduate of ECPI University.
ECPI was the best way.
And now David is a agent for a national distribution plant. Like David, you can earn your degree in a field that is in demand. Go to ecpi.edu and find out 5 years, you too could be the best decision you ever made. Discover manufacturing at ECPI ecpi.edu today. For more information on this program's success, costs, and other important facts, /fast facts.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritation, and its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the...
Together for new brioche French toast at IHOP with two incredible new toppings.
This is why we come to IHOP.
You'll love strawberry creme or caramel apple. IHOP's new brioche French toast at a price you'll love. IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
And then there are baby dolls. If you crave tantalizing toys, Dolls and Hopewell. Baby Dolls is the only jetties, and there's never a cover before 7 p.m. Experience stunning ladies in an up-close environment. Really close. Baby Dolls is open every day for lunch until 2 a.m. You deserve a play date with a doll of you. Visit Baby Dolls today in Hope 3 Oaklawn Boulevard. BabyDollsVA.com.
If your business relies on pressure washers, then turn to Hotsey of Virginia. Done. Hotsey of Virginia has every business running with a full line of industrial pressure washers, accessories, and detergents, plus the parts and expertise to service your equipment quickly with 20-20 on most repairs by factory-trained technicians. 1-1688. That's 451-1688. Or visit HotseyVA.com.
Hey, Richmond. Let Veteran Vapors of Ashland help you say hello to spring with a refreshing stop in and shop a variety of vaping products. And now offering over 80 unique flavors. Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% $5 or more. Veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. From 992990, follow us on Facebook or go to veteranvapors.net.
Visit OreoSweepsweeps.com and bookies for a chance to win a 5, which is necessary. Sweepstakes ends 5/11/15. See official rules at OreoSweeps.com for details.
At persistent nagging feeling when you get away. For those with a passion for travel, there's the new Discover It Miles. It unlimited $1.5 you spend. And you can fly any, no blackout dates. Just bust to credit your statement. Apply now and Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. Scratch that travel itch. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
Trouble on 95 and both the southbound side of collision involving left lane blocked. 2 miles and back on near Belvedere with northbound left lane to deal with the southbound side. And we have a couple of miles and back, in that direction. Side streets.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Andy, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you, man?
I am doing excellent, thank you. Last night,
man, I just chilled at the house and saw some running boards on my buddy's truck.
Oh, all right, that's not bad.
All it did.
For the weekend?
Not really. Just working and hanging out, doing some hunting, maybe.
All right. You know what? Good for you. The festival will be in town July 24th. So if you hold tight one second, Kaylee's going to get some info from you. Have a good weekend. All right, dude?
Thank you very much.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold on one second. Let me go down to line 7. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is James.
Hey, James. How are you doing, dude?
Awesome. How are you?
I am doing excellent. James, did you do last night?
Hockey, man.
Oh, there.
Hockey game.
There for you. Hey, can I ask you something real quick? This happened not too far from the radio station yesterday. Have you ever been driving your car and crashed into a building?
No.
The park lawn is just like a couple. So there was a story yesterday. Although they say, or at least when I saw it yesterday, so there's a building that's just a couple blocks from here. And so there was yesterday a car went slammed to the office building. They said that the parking garage, the name of it is the Saratoga building. I have no idea what the building is. Slamming right to the building. Like, it looks bad.
Yeah.
Trapped under
the receptionist.
Yeah, she ended up getting trapped under her desk. Oh, she's fine. Look at those pictures. I don't know the building, though. It came out of the parking garage next to the building.
Neighboring the building.
So was this like a case of Diane who thought that they were going in reverse and then pulled? That's when you hit the guardrail at the old building.
No, my foot slipped off the clutch.
Whatever, same thing. Is that what happened there?
Says,
by the way, that car is all the way inside the building.
This is the fire spokesman. There's a parking space, a little muck, a grassy area, and then the building. It didn't take much effort to get in there.
No, and once you get going, then I got to imagine you're panicking. And the car is all the way in. Honestly, it looks like a showroom. The car is all the way inside the building. If you're in, I'm trying to think, is it worse being in the car going, or is it worse being in the building?
Take the
second.
Car.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, which one?
I'm getting in the building.
Oh,
it's evidenced by the four people who were hurt.
Okay, but what if you're not one of those people? You're just in the building.
You're still like sitting in like the waiting room or whatever.
Like, it's more
terrifying being in that group of people. Come barely.
I'll give you that. It is more terrifying. If you're not one of those four people, you don't get hurt.
It's still terrifying.
It's terrifying driving into a building.
But still, if you had to pick one, you're safer. At least you got metal around you if you're in a car.
Have you ever been a non-vehicle? I mean, other station?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. I definitely never hit a building.
People hit like garages all the time.
Oh, well, okay, I've scraped into one of those, but that doesn't count. I hit into a building. Just, well, there was a bunch of ice in my 7-Eleven. And I was pulling up into there, and things just kept going and going. Thank God I didn't hit the.
Got that
horrible.
Lip for the sidewalk, right? And you can roll over that pretty easy if you're going faster.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a quarter of an inch. Our lip is not. You've never. Well, you've only run into the median, right?
Yeah, guardrail.
Yeah. So never, Kaylee. Have you hit a building? Never hit a building. Never hit a house. Thank God.
Nope.
I do think that car.
Best case scenario, I already.
Okay, yes, that's obviously best case. But at least if you're in the building, it's the element of surprise. You don't know what's coming. Watching yourself run into a building.
I don't think that the driver running into the building, she was finding herself through the wall.
But you're still seeing yourself go towards the building.
Everything slows down at that moment.
Every time you're in an accident, it's slow motion.
Didn't feel that way when I hit the guardrail. I feel fast. Fish to hit a guardrail.
I feel like everything slows down. Oh.
Yes.
You're imagining yourself go into...
I can't imagine that.
You probably just put your head down and duck at that point.
Poor little lady.
Which one?
The little
car?
Old lady who was driving, yeah.
Oh, I don't...
They said it was an elderly walking to the hospital. They said everybody's fine.
I feel bad.
What if it was under the desk?
Trapped. Yeah.
And she's fine. Have you talked to the hospital?
But the story says everybody's fine.
Well, they said it was like, everybody was non-life-threatening.
Probably home already.
The woman who was buried under the desk.
Right.
And
she's fine.
It's a physical therapy.
Yeah.
But it's ironic because it's a physical therapy office. So she gets to go. She gets to S and eat at the same... I don't know what the saying is.
No, she gets to eat the company taco or whatever it is. All right, 1 second for me, okay? Hold a second, please.
That is really close to us. I mean... Nugget, but it's
yeah. We
would have heard the response.
Yes, yeah. You definitely very very close.
That's why I came right next to us
here.
Oh, you know that they had to go.
Yeah,
100%. What was it? It was yesterday afternoon, right?
Like 10:30, 11?
It was early. Oh, we would have still...
Yeah, but we're not seeing it.
Yeah, no, well, I don't sit with my nose against the window looking to see it. Look at Palat.
Hey, guys.
I can't even... There is.
By the way, I'd love for the... Remind me on Monday, I'm a contractor to come in and cut the tin. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that they toast. I didn't even ask.
Is it matter what we say?
Well, it's going to matter what we say on Monday when I hire somebody come in and...
To, like, save cooling costs?
I don't know.
I mean, this studio, 2:30 on...
You know, it does get very hot.
It's blinding. No, not the temperature. It's, you can't see.
Oh, the warm in here.
Yeah, you know, it gets warm, so obviously, yes, Diane's probably right with the cost to run the AC, but you can't, like, it's sunglasses. That's how bright it is with the sun.
Okay.
Was it better yesterday, then, when they were doing it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. World of difference. It's these windows that they've, the last ones, they tinted right behind us, changed everything.
Okay.
Leave those up.
Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa?
I just wanted to tell you, years ago, you know the old things.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Wagoneer. My brakes were going to go anyway. I was on my way to a Napa Parts auto store. I saw a train. I put my foot on the brake. At the caliper, all the fluid came out.
Oh, something. No.
So by the time I got to the auto store, it had an incline to the parking lot. It went right through the plate glass window, pushed all LA cases all the way to the back wall. Ended up... in halfway, half out.
Oh, okay. My God.
I was hearing everything, and I just sat there, and I didn't move. I thought I was, you know, dead. But the worst part about our neighbor of the auto hardware was their insurance company. The first person that comes over to ask for it is their insurance agent. Oh, where my insurance card was.
Said, seriously.
Give me one moment.
It's in the glove compartment. I don't know. But then after I got out of the car... going to the that part, like I said, and so I called the mechanic. I said, you have to come get me. He's like, no. I said, yeah.
They just leave your car inside the parts. They can't leave your car in there. But the Napa store got hurt. That's a carrier for somebody in the car.
The lady, the owner's wife, had just had a baby. So she's walking around with the baby on her shoulder, panicked. Oh. She had just walked out of the corner of my eye, walked by the window.
Okay, might have been scarier for her. Than the Napa woman in the car.
You're afraid of somebody when you've got a newborn with you. And there's a car coming, barreling in.
Element of surprise, though. You don't know it's coming. That woman went up the incline. She saw the woman right at her. It would be terrifying to hit. Barrel on an exit ramp.
It's not fun to hit anything.
It's like hitting concrete, isn't it? Aren't they filled with sand?
Yeah, there's a lot of sand in there. I have water in them. That would be terrifying to me. Anytime there's a barrel that... Although there is part of me that thinks, right, vehicle, it would be fun to see what that's like.
One that you put at the junkyard for scrap anyway.
Exactly, like when we went out and did... When we did the demolition derby, like that was fun just slamming into other cars.
Have you thought that when you've... pulled up to a stop right in front of one, deciding if you... I don't get those people. My God. That's a death wish. Exit. Pull off. Or call somebody.
Hi, Elliot. Shannon?
Yeah, hey, Shannon. What can I do for you?
So a couple of them are a Volvo S80. It's just a lemon. I'm driving to the dealership to get a new car. I was going to trade it on the highway. Check engine lights flashing. All the lights are flashing, and I'm freaking out. I get to the car dealership, and as I'm pulling in, and they're just shut down the parking spot, but my brakes didn't work. The car was just completely dead. The car just rolled into the shop right before it hit the cement.
You jumped out when it was moving?
I was so scared. I just jumped out because I didn't want to get an accident, but they still gave me $4,500 for it.
That's sweet. That balls, though, to open the door and bolt? That's... balls.
3, 2, 1, 1. Give us the miles per hour in which you could jump out of a car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you love to claim you could do that.
You can, it's careful on the lean. No, because remember, you're moving forward and you're going to land upright. So you're going to come out and fight.
How fast?
Am I allowed to roll?
Whatever you want.
Oh, probably like...
Okay.
No. If you're coming out and you're gonna hit and roll, like if I know, I'm not doing it on asphalt, but like to be able to like get out, like if
so, you're driving on grass,
trampoline.
No. If there's herb next to me. And I could be able to, like, roll onto the grass. Yeah, probably 15.
Hit of foam.
No,
boxes.
Just,
what are the motocross guys flipping to?
No, but, like, you down, like...
15 miles per hour.
I think you could.
Survive? Maybe you're surviving.
Oh, no, you're totally surviving. You're getting up.
With assistance.
No. I think if you're coming out of the car and you were going to look in about 8 to 10. I probably run close to 10 miles an hour. What do you mean? I'm not running a marathon at 10 miles an hour.
Remember the story about how George Michael jumped out when the car was going 70?
The Boshi.
Yes.
That was Boshi. Jump out of a car doing 70 miles an hour. I mean,
you can't do it if you're being kidded. That's the only way I could ever jump out of a car.
Thinking about what you're going to do if you're
too mouthy.
Where am I going, Kaylee? You don't think you could run 10 miles? I mean, again, short spurt.
Well, what, Bolt's, what, 27, 28?
Yeah. Isn't that bad.
Like, not Bolt as in a bolt of lightning.
No.
The same Bolt.
Yeah. Isn't he like 26, 27, 28, somewhere right around there?
Well, yeah.
All right. I'm a third Usain Bolt. First, I mean, I'm not going to run a mile. I'm not even going to run a half mile at that speed long enough to be able to keep myself moving, to get my wheels going so that I'm not eating cement. Hi, Elliot,
so
in the morning.
Wait, seconds, you think you're running 10?
Got a burst, yeah. I'm rolling. But to be able to come out of the car and not accelerate, move yourself forward, yeah, probably 8 miles an hour. To 10, somewhere.
No, that was to land on his feet.
Yeah, to land on my feet. To running. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
This me?
Yeah, hi, who's this? Hey, what's up, Grant? What's up, Graham?
Hey, I know this chick 6 years ago. Her boyfriend let her drive her muck.
Mistake.
And this place in the Kentlands, and she put it in drive instead of and drove straight through Doughboys.
No.
And then 6 years later, in her own truck, she did it again. It was a faux place, same building.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I almost feel like she had to have done it on purpose. I mean, come on. I think the first time she was sauced.
That's unbelievable.
I was just like, oh my god, how do you do?
Unreal. That is unreal. Appreciate it. Thank you, bro. Let me go to line 8. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean, how are you, sir?
So I was on Virginia National Golf about 5-6 years back, and on the back nine, it was up on the mountain, and we had been boozing all day. It's a Saturday outside, and I think it was hole 13 or something like that, and I'm lighting a cigarette, and I look down, back up, and I'm in. With all my stuff, sell my buddy's passenger, everything.
That's pretty good.
And more golfing experience of all time.
That's pretty good. But that's a good story to have. Hi, Elliot.
Off the scorecard.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, man, it's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, right, bro.
I just wanted to tell you about the time I had to jump into my car while I was driving.
You have to jump into your car.
So I saw a car in the park. I got out to go get food to bring food to the house. Reverse. I hear a car coming. I see my car reversing by. So I thought I'd just, you know, up in the clouds too much, left my car in reverse, get back my car into park, put it, get back out. I get to the house. I ring the doorbell. Lady comes out and she says, is that your car reversing down the street? So run full speed, escape them, you know, jump into my car, hopped out. Turns out the car was the park. And it's pretty ugly, but
that's pretty good. That's hysterical. I have had two, like, where your buddy will, like, jack with you, like, you're like, he'll start to leave while you're yeah. I've had to do that into a car, remember, because mine was just
reverse. It's awkward. You got to open up and, like, moonwalk backwards.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think of it. That, yeah, no, you did the wrong way. That's pretty good,
man. And I just thought, you know, I did it twice in a row. I was like,
that's pretty good. That's pretty funny to me. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey,
Matt.
Hey, I just wanted to do a little safer trial run. Just crank up a treadmill to about 10, 15 miles, 50 miles.
Wait, out of
a... Run at a 10 on the treadmill?
Yeah,
you weren't going that fast. They didn't jack it up to 10.
Yeah, just a little safer test instead of jumping out of a car. Just, you know.
Yeah, but not the same adrenaline. I got a situation.
Still, I don't...
I still think I... No, but at 10, I'm rolling. Remember, I'm rolling at... I'm rolling at...
Oh, you're treadmill. All right, Elliot. Y'all have a good day.
Dude. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, hi. Who are you?
Hey, how you doing, Lord? Just letting you know, I mean, you're definitely going to roll. It's not going to be intentional. I hopped out around 40 at one time. Thought it was a situation where you had to get away everyone. Well, it's kind of that situation. So, it was at 45, so I'm calling bad boys roll. Well, I rolled, but head hit the belly, hit the movement, scared oncoming traffic. It was pretty gnarly. 27 staples in the back of my head.
Can I ask the question?
I'm just jumping out, even with the lean. I mean, whatever you're going to catch, you're going to go. It's not going to work out how you think it is.
Why did you have to bail out of a car doing 45 hour?
Well, I was, so the adrenaline thing, something. But I really was in a situation where I was like, everybody around me, I got to get away from you. It was just a poisonous situation. It's like, I need to act it now. You need to know.
You know what? Good for you. Good for you. Time for that realization, but you had it and you got out.
It was a little extreme. Not going to say that it's not extreme at all, but, young, trying to make a point, being, young and dumb.
Yeah,
and
young, dumb, and dumb. But like friends, like growing up, like especially in Houston, like ton of friends with pickup trucks, we jump out of the back of them, pulling up to a store, not driving down a freeway.
As it slowed down.
That's probably like 2-3 or something like that. Where I mean, that's easy, but you still hit, you just kind of lurch yourself a little bit there. But no, you're good to go.
The sign. There they are.
All right, let's do some 866-2-Elliot-35-5468. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything from this weekend, anything at all that you want to get into, it doesn't matter. 666 to Elliot, 8235-5468.
Elliot in the morning.
Mayhem is everywhere.
And turn single. Tink, tink, tink. The guy in front of you, he's had me on for the last 14 miles. Hey, want to have a staring contest? Whoops. And since you're stuck in trap, you just sit back and watch me flash eternal disco light. Ass on the left. Didn't you see my signal? Insurance, things could really take a turn for the worse. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Tink, tink.
Agents are always looking for ways to help you save money. Right now, save when you go paperless. 43 Richmond area, Allstate, and ask about the eSmart discount. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
Rise and shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say 5 hours.
We've got to be on the stream before
are still asleep, Dad.
We'll stop at Hardee's. We need a good breakfast to reel in the big one.
Why don't you say so?
Rise 5 with Hardee's made from scratch. Soft 2 for just $3.50. Price plus tax at participating Hardee's.
Now, wasn't this worth getting up for?
The 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th at Historic Malvern, where 288 meets Huguenot Trail. Sample over 30 Virginia craft beers. Beer tickets just 20 grand with VIPs at VABeerFest.com for more info and tickets. Tickets also available at all Capital Ale House locations. And don't miss the official after party at Capital Ale. The 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley, Saturday evening, noon to 6. Brought to you in Dr. Capital Ale House and Brown Distributing.
City change. That's pretty much it doesn't change. But it doesn't mean you have to forget where you came from. That's why a safe driving situation never changes. Your coverage will remember you. That way, it's quick and easy to get you back on the insurance for about $3. Wondering what that tingly feeling is? It's completely normal with being remembered. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today and become unforgettable.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared Reed this Thursday through Sunday. When you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 toward the purchase of a beauty setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring at Jared. Get set in diamonds Thursday through Sunday. Sunday for a reward worth $1,000 only at Jared.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put it on the dash?
What?
I'll get it.
Seriously?
Better safe than sorry, man.
You try. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular oil change with motor oil and filters from AutoZone? Be ready for the road this summer with 5 or motor oil and your choice of select oil filters for $22.99. Restrictions and details in store.
This Mother's Day, see her smile. Give mom a hand and stone gift card because nothing's come for all you do. More than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. May 10th. Purchase a Hand and Stone gift card and receive a $20 promotional with you. Visit one of our three Hand and Facial Spas locations in Chester or Short Pump or Orms.com. See participating spa for details.
There's always something happening at Keegan's Sunday. Make your reservations now for Keegan's legendary Mother's Day brunch buffet, featuring a carving station, an omelet station, all your favorites. Spend Mother's at Keegan's in Short Pump at West Broad Village.
The Home Depot has a winner from actually two. York's 7.5-inch square planter or a 10-inch hanging basket of colorful annuals, special $5.88. So, and the flowers she deserves, not just for a day, but all season long. Classic square baskets, just $5.88 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection may vary by store. U.S. only.
Big problems 95 in both directions due to a overturned semi. It's on 95 southbound near your left lane and shoulder block. Crews need the northbound left lane to deal with this. Also dealing with the family lane in Forest Hill at Sims.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, DC, Washington, Richmond, Elliott and Elliott. And
she came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at Sims for Isle. Called her Isle. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said, my case of Coca-Cola. She said, fine.
Elliott in the Morning!
And then
coming up a little bit later on this hour, I'm going to Art Music Festival. That gets here in September. 2 days of music down on the National Mall. 5 stages, 40 bands. Including the Strokes, Drake, Alt J. So I'll give you those. And about, let's say about 40 minutes from right now, our buddy Jeff Halpern will be on with us. With some Caps Rangers. We'll just get into things that I got to get into with him, actually. 30 minutes, and our buddy Jeff Halpern will be on. Right now, though, I do need some follow-up phone calls. 866 to Elliott 235. Hi, Elliott in the Morning.
Hey, Elliott.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I was at that building yesterday. We stayed through the wall.
The one right here, pretty close to the radio station?
Yeah, I'm right next door to where the car came through the wall.
Dude, was it full?
I mean, we were sitting at our desk and the building shook and we were like, what is going on? And I heard all these people screaming. We ran out and it's just chaos. The office, us, and the cars, like in the mall. Ladies panting, debris all over the place. People screaming. Move a bunch of stuff out of the way. It was the office that the car went into.
Right.
And we had to, like, move all this equipment and then push the car out of the way and crashing down on us.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was crazy. And so we got all the... By the time the paramedics and them got there, and they were able to get her out, but it was unbelievable. I said, I've never seen anything like that before.
That is unreal. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The woman who drove into the building, she was, right. Diane says, like, she...
Yeah, I think they said she was actually at the physical therapy office. She was coming to get therapy. Yeah, like you said, she in reverse, and... Thought she was in drive and just drove through.
There you go, right in. Hey, the pictures are weird as hell, though, because the room looks like it's just right into the building. Anyway, dude, hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
All right,
you got to talk in the morning.
Hey, Elliott.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is your girl, Crystal.
Oh, hey, Crystal, how are you?
I've been trying to tell you the story. He said I should definitely call in, but anyway, it's long story short. I've been dated like in the middle, you know, whatever. Anyway, so his old lady blocked my number on couldn't call him, and so I went to Walmart and just said, excuse me, grabbed the flip phone, gave that to him so we could come to find out it's Russell Wilson's old phone.
Wait a minute. How do you know that it's Russell? You're talking about Seahawks quarterback.
Yeah, so an old phone number because, like, big because it was, like, getting tonight. Hey, we want you to fly out to Vegas for the celebrity, like, you know, super charity.
Oh, okay, so it's the old number. I got now. It makes more sense.
Yeah, it's his old numbers, Mike. When his physical, like his nutritionist will text, and you know, all kinds of stuff. Like we know, we always know Wilson is doing
this. Though, how did you figure out it was Russell Wilson's phone?
Well, I was trying to conference call him, and then because he has the phone, and it was like, I don't know, you could just tell it was somebody big because it was like, hey, this big charity thing out in Vegas, by the house. And then it was like, hey, Russell, and then it was a mention of Sierra. Well, he told me he was going to call TMZ, and I was okay.
Right.
He called TMZ because, you know, that's BS. He did, somebody called from Nike, one of the guys, and he kind of told the guy, you know, that his family and the family wanted to, you know, try out some of the new gear. Then he a whole box full of Nike, brand new Nike shoes, shirts, sweaters, the very next day on his front porch. We went to watch Interpol at the National last night. He wore totally decked out Nike in Russell Wilson's friend.
That is awesome. That is the greatest
thing. Yeah, right? Like, how did that happen? He told me he was going to call TMZ. I was like,
No. Don't.
I said, I will change that effing number if I try to do anything like that in the book. But, you know, if we get it,
yes,
you know,
and the second you call TMZ, all that ends. The hustle's over.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, enjoy
exactly.
That's what we get. It's so insanely crazy. He said, it's wild. He said, you were already, you were just like the coolest burger at the point on accident.
Hey, see if you can get me like some Texas Rangers training gear. That I'd love to have. That would be great. That's awesome.
I told him, I was like, hey, instead of calling TMZ, call
L. Thank you. Thank you, Crystal. That's how you're supposed to think. Anyway, listen, I appreciate great weekend, Crystal. You too. Talk to you later. All right, three other things real quickly. I'll go fast. Number one, for you. I don't, it'll probably make sense when there's a D.C. circuit judge by the name of Janice Rogers. I don't know her honor. D.C. circuit judge, and I guess she was overseeing a case that was somebody's, essentially, like, seeing money and goods and stuff. Like, but during, when she was kind of rendering her decision and talking to the plaintiff and the defendants in this circuit court case, Janice Rogers Brown released her decision on the case and decided to quote friend during her her decision.
Wait, the show?
So this is I'm reading decision.
Okay.
Of the iconic 1990s television show Friends, Joey to dissuade Rachel Green. Joey asked Rachel to flip a coin. If he wins the coin flip, Rachel flips the coin. The coin loses. When later recounting the story to Ross Geller, a befuddled Joey said, who loses 57 coins at point? No. Friends, the one with Rachel's going away party. Before Ross can answer, Joey explains Rachel's re wins, tails I lose. Was how she decided the case. That's so, but that's pretty funny to me. That's pretty funny to me. Do you know the episode?
If I was the stenographer, I would have lost my place.
No, that's not the last one.
That's not
the one with Rachel's going away party.
But that is something that would happen.
What do you mean?
Our iconic of our pop culture history often sort of law?
I'm going to assume maybe. Never seen that before, though. And by the way, she was overseeing a pretty...
I'm glad she took it seriously.
Is it a very accurate?
It is, because the case that she was overseeing versus Emore, I think a lot of people were following that. It's centered on civil asset forfeiture laws following the government's Emore, the founder of a stole from his own institution in 2000. Pretty similar.
Yep. Diane is right. That is the.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. The last one is the one where it ends. The last whatever one. It's called. That's no, what it should be called. One. That's for you.
Thank you.
This is for everybody. Let's keep a corner of our eye peeled today. Because happen, all your scientists, all your experts believe today's your day.
For.
What did I warn you about? We're gonna keep an eye peeled. Little view. Maybe you use your above you. To the side, I want you to be able to kind of tell what's going on above you. What do you got for me? The Russian thing is absolutely right. I'm going to call it. But yeah, no, the Russian rocket that spinning out of control.
Uh-huh.
And I told you, it's coming towards Earth.
They think it's breaking atmosphere today?
They believe today is the day. They have no idea where to zero. They haven't been able to say like, oh, based on what we're seeing, we believe that. Hence, it'll be in this area. instead saying today is likely going to be the day, but they had no of possible places. Says, I would just tell you, keep an eye out.
Well, weren't they trying to ease
and don't touch it? Don't touch
by saying
it.
Going to hit water.
What they're
going to
say?
Yeah.
That's what I would say. It's probably 50-50. It's got to hit water. It's got to hit land. So it's 50-50.
The report, which is just a while ago, says that it's certainly towards the Kent coastline.
Uh-huh.
So that's, was that South England?
Yeah, but I mean, listen, that's, I mean, okay.
Good news.
Yeah, but you're thinking of something that's been orbiting, able to make it to the other side of not that far.
I mean, you never want to hear, like, coastline.
No, because then it's close, yeah. Which means it could be closer to our coast.
Pretty emphatic about it being, the globe being two-thirds water.
Right, but when I hit land, it's got to hit water right now. Again, not trying to, nerd up, just telling you, let's use our peripheral up.
Okay.
Just back of your mind. One second you're sitting there at the physical therapy play, a little thing. Next thing you know, there's a car sitting in your lobby and you're pinned under your desk. At home, you think everything's good. You could be at the office. We won't see it because of the new tinting.
Yep. The space debris.
And then, last thing. I think I got a moment here. Do you remember the Nerto Valley?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but I can't place it. I definitely know that.
Cereal stowaway.
No.
No, it's the Cannibal Cop.
Cannibal Cop, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Do I need to rehash that at all? A little bit?
A little bit.
Okay, so there was the cop from New York. And he went to school in Maryland. So this cop is in New York. And he's working for NY. And he has a cannibalism fetish. And he makes friends with somebody else who also shares this fantasy.
Right.
Anyway, he starts, acting on it because the legal world, which we'll get to in a second. Anyway, he contacts somebody that he knew from when he went to school at the University of Maryland. Just so happens that girl that at the radio station. He contacted and like, hey, friends, and they knew each other in college. They were quite friendly, and he wants to meet her. His wife sends a message to the girl that works here at the radio station. Is like, him, don't meet up with him, none of that. And so it turns out as he was kind of writing out what he refers to as his cannibalism fantasy about wanting to go to this girl's house, essentially face, have her pass out, bind her hands and legs, and then cook her alive, and then eat her. Girl here, which is sad. I do feel bad for her, and I've talked to her about it. She's nice, but anyway, he ends up getting charged, and he is found guilty. And I don't remember exactly what he was found guilty of. But it was essentially, you know, I think part of it was and I can't remember what the whole thing was, but he was found
kidnapping
guilty.
Kidnapping conspiracy.
That's right. He said, well, he never did anything. And it was all, in his defense, it was just fantasy. I would never act on it. And I never did act on it. Fine line of, is writing it and creating this cookbook with this other guy and how you were going to do it and kind of plotting it out. Is that enough to be on?
Right.
And his lawyers argued, it's all fantasy. People have fantasies. You're allowed to have you never act on it. It doesn't matter. People fantasize every day about, it could be the most innocent of things. If I hate so-and-so. But if you never act on a fantasy, if you never do the thing, then I'm guilty for just thinking something, for having a thought of doing something. People have bad thoughts every day. Conviction was overturned. Mm-hmm. He was released, and I think he was on
house arrest.
He was on house arrest. There was still a note. The girl who works here, and so he had the conviction overturned. And the police said that it's one of those things where we can't let him go on move in. It'll be too late. It could be too late. This girl, and then what? As opposed to where these people will have where they'll be on porn stuff, and they'll be writing about wanting to go blow something up, and then they go to the store and they buy a whole bunch of chlorine that they're going to blow up, and then they go, well, clearly he made a move that, or people that get by like the FBI, where they're the FBI guys and they're like dealing with them, where they have to, well, they didn't have anything actually hard because they didn't want to risk this guy driving down from New York to Maryland and going over to the. So now there's a document. The conviction is under arrest. He's told you got to stay away from. There is still a no contact order so that the girl who doesn't have to live in fear that this jackass is going to get in his car and come driving down here, right? He's got another case that starts up on Mel. That's next week.
Do you
see that if there's anything more?
They're trying to overturn the
turned
conviction.
Right, exactly. So to go back to the original conviction. But apparently there is an HBO that's coming out on him. And it's on him, but it also starts to get into the whole world of these legal, illegal, no matter how twisted and angry and see about the documentary that's coming out, which sound fascinating to me. Parts of it sound disturbing to me. Parts of it sound very, very, makes you start questioning, not necessarily just his case, questioning, do you think that, should there be a, and I hate to simplify it down to thought police. And then there's part of it that I don't care about. Like there's a part where they're about, remember he got on Match to date. And so like they're doing like a, like they're, when the documentary Match, they're cooking. And that part's dumb. But when they were kind of screening the documentary for some people, a lot of people said, A, it was fascinating. Imagine it would be. And then they were trying to figure out, would women be more turned off by the documentary victims from the cop were women? And would guys be a little bit more likely to go, say, of like, well, he didn't do anything, but a little more open to the idea of it's that he never went through with. But they said it completely runs the gamut. Also, the woman, it's a woman who did the documentary, had like of like testimony and things like her story together. The office where she was working, they asked her to please leave the stuff that she was keeping were so disturbing. They didn't want her in the office because it was freaking people out. Sound unreal, real.
It's like remember the one with the princess.
Okay,
the friend. It reminds me of that.
I do love.
When's the
it?
Documentary coming out?
You know what? Oh, is it? Yes. No. Oh, that's
the day
of
before
the starting on Tuesday.
How convenient.
But isn't that parts of it? Don't you agree? Parts of it are fascinating. Fascinating to somebody who works down the office. Like, I can't imagine she'll watch it. I don't know that I'll watch it. But I love you in a fantasy criminal.
Well, his case was that just what his attorney was saying.
Gimbley.
Given the year associated with that case.
Right.
On the part of the...
Agree.
You would think, because if you knew him, one, you never know what somebody's capable of. But if you do know somebody, better grasp on talking about and if they could act on things.
But I don't want to think, and I'm not speaking for her. I mean, she became very fearful, obviously, wanted. But I don't think she was like, hey, I can't ever be around this. She was friendly with him.
Right.
Because so to say,
but
like,
she
what
didn't
somebody
know
capable
his
of,
intent.
You could be looking at me right now. Getting,
but I'm just saying, like, she
you was, don't know what's going on in my head.
She was friendly with him.
Right.
But then when he started to express what he was... plotting or
no,
planning.
That wasn't until afterwards. She had no idea until the wife called. She had no clue until the wife called.
Well, I mean, you just have to think, like, had she wronged him in any way, would she start to get little inklings of that?
From my understanding,
no.
As a matter of
fact, even hold that in.
No, I want to say that leading up to it, until the wife called, I would have totally gone and met up with him because I was friendly with him.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe that was the case where it was like he called and said, "Hey, don't get anywhere near him." She called him and was like, "Hey, is everything slipping me out a little bit?" Could you imagine though?
But it's the documentary is so obviously
no,
about
no.
Him.
Obviously, it's centered on him, yeah. But it does the whole is fantasy criminal. Now, in his case, when they did find him from fantasy land to reality, when he started. Keeping logs and keeping tracks. He also remembered he got busted for using, like, to be able to track down the log.
Right.
So their argument in steps of, even though he didn't act, going steps of setting everything up to be able to act on it.
Right.
Busting him without allowing him to come down and, like, stand outside her house and wait and see, like, if he knocks on the door.
Creepy.
But that'll start on Tuesday. The trial starts on Tuesday. The documentary will be on Monday.
Thanks, HBO.
But you know,
understand whenever there's some sort of connection or interested in.
The argument, though.
And that it was like empty threats. Well, they wouldn't even say threats.
His lawyers even would say that. Would definitely
they would
say,
it wasn't even a threat. It was just talk.
Yeah, it was just a fantasy. There's people who have bad fantasies. Why are you looking at me?
Because
no, everybody's had a bad fantasy.
In addition to you, you're like, well, that would be prosecuted for, you know, saying, oh, I wish that guy would die, or I wish I could kill that person.
Yeah. But everybody thought. Yes, you have.
I would kill that person. Definitely in my mind said the world would be a better place without that person.
Well, I don't know what you're
talking about. Okay.
Is it up against stars?
Oh, no, no.
Because now I don't. Which has more drama?
The HBO one.
I do know the judges are supposed to be kind of stepping in instructor position.
Oh, those judges. I thought you were seeing the Canale case.
I don't think so.
Valley,
sorry.
Or Judges Brown.
Yeah. Oh, maybe the judge friends, and it'll bring all of our court cases together.
So then Chandler Bing told them that he occasionally sees his mother's face. Sure. When he's having sex with her, and Joey said, I do the same, also your mother.
All right,
case closed.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. It's got some news. After that, I will give you a landmark music festival. After that, we will talk to our buddy Jeff Halpern.
With Elliot in the Morning on Twitter at EITM Online.
No matter how much taste a person has, they have flavor. At Qdoba, taste is a verb. It isn't something you have, it's something you do. Tasting is the freedom to try things out. It's sampling and dabbling. That's your choice is at Qdoba. Now, whatever you want. No strings, focusing on your favorite toppings like queso and guacamole. So go all out. Throw it all in and order with abandon. Only...
Sandra Ann Bannister. Naked Burrito Bar. Nacho Bar.
Celebrate your grad of style taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar with catering from Qdoba Mexican Grill. Perfect for graduation parties of any delicious, worry-free. Call 888-QDOBA-2GO.
Smart Thursday.
Talk your mother's way. You never call me. I am not your maid. Did you brush your teeth? Don't talk.
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is your destination for the perfect Mother's Day gift. We've a selection ever of affordable mother birthstone rings to diamond hoop earrings and eternity bands, specially priced for the occasion. For your mother or the mother of your children, give her something with lasting value from Diamonds Direct.
Thanks for telling me about Diamonds smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around, mister, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
Let the experts at Diamonds Direct for a Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy for years to come. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Richmond's Direct Diamond Importer.
Only Sleep Sleepies has a lot of premium name brand mattresses, like Serta I-Series, Sealy Posturepedic Hybrid, and the most complete selection of Tempur-Pedic. Today, during Sleepies Premium Mattress Event, save up to 50% off our very best throughout the store. Save up to $500. Beauty Legend. Get a $200 Tempur-Pedic Adjustable and free delivery on Tempur-Pedic iComfort. It's the only mattress professionals.
Even if your child never needs our services, isn't it good to know that Virginia's only Level 1 pediatric verified by the American College of Surgeons is here? Children's Hospital brings together a wide range pediatric emergency room, a multidisciplinary team of specialists, pediatric physical and occupational therapists, all give our children the best possible chance for a full recovery.
Every 20,000 breaths, walking, talking, sleeping. Have you ever stopped to think what you're breathing in? Or indoor air can be worse than outdoor air with Filtrete filters, featuring exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from 3M to pull in and trap unwanted particles while letting air through. Change your filters, save 15% on 4 select, and make every breath count. Stop improving.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond, visit Jared the Galleria of Jewelry this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you have a $1,000 reward beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Jared's this Thursday reward worth up to $1,000.
Stop by your neighborhood Kroger today for that special Mother's Day gift. You'll find beautiful private selection roses as well as greeting cards, delicious and more. Show her just how much you care. Happy Mother's Day from Kroger.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Fix Center.
Drive in both directions near an overturned semi. It's on its side, blocking the left lane and shoulder southbound. Crews need the north. It's also causing for merging delay for Elm Valley Bridge heading to 95 northbound. Watch for collisions for us till it's Genito at Mount Hermon Road.
With another Big Field Day artist.
It's TMO.
I'm Fletcher.
And J. Roddy Walston in the business. You guys performing today at Big Field Day do some of the tribal.
Oh, good.
One of you may or may not have a tramp stamp that you were going to share with the crowd.
Logan has. That is ready to shine.
I wasn't ready to reveal that to the world. my mom's going to see this.
More BigFieldDay.com. Elliot in the Morning, XL 102.
Dead and done. It's not enough to make me scared to look. It's just the thought of losing me to us. Every day with you's a pay.
Alright, we gotta do a little bit for that. Tickets for the Landmark Music Festival. After that, we talk to Jeff. Get into a little NHL talk. And then a whole laundry list of stuff to get into with Jeff. Don't forget, later on this morning, Rise Against Fan. Tickets for you to talk. Playoff tickets every day. So we'll give you those. Let's get into some news, please.
Police still on the lookout for that missing student from Howard University who had taken a slug campus in downtown. Now, there was some new information that was released today. Police saying that on Wednesday, Lance Buckley's phone was pinged for a brief time in an area of Blockhouse Point Conservation Park in the area. They said that police there did not find any sign of search for him. He had originally ordered to pick up his graduation packet because he was getting his PhD.
33-year-old dude, sure, being pretty well circulated.
Yeah.
So is the belief then that if somebody turned his phone on for a moment?
Who knows? You know, they...
But it just got picked up for a brief moment in time, and that was...
The Secret Service and the National saying that security will be increased along the perimeter of the White House after this in recent time. Short place, more permanent measures planned out. It'll include rearranging and adding an officer booth. White barriers that are used as checkpoints with those mobile steel can be raised and lowered. Also adding spikes to the fence along Pennsylvania lines for some more permanent to be ready by the fall and then by the middle of June. Attorney General Loretta Lynch launching a federal investigation into whether the department has engaged in a pattern or practice of excessive force in the wake of the Freddie Gray case. More detail. Hundreds of Defense Department personnel misused their government travel to spend more than $1 million at casinos and other adult entertainment venues last year.
Honest mistake. It was an honest mistake.
They said it's already resulted in discipline. But there is apparently no law, as they are the ones that are on the hook for funds. America today, where a man was raped at gunpoint by three women for a very odd, seemingly. The women apparently came up to him for directions, and as where to go, they threw him a BMW and drove off. So they apparently made him.
Okay, so they pull up on him. Excuse me, sir. Do you know where Water Street is?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, yeah.
Point directions, and then they were able to
into the car.
Exactly. So after driving a considerable distance, they first tried to hide without any success in getting him aroused. Then they made him own substance in his arousal. They were able to collect semen in a plastic bag, store it in a cooler. Before they 300 miles away from where he was picked up.
Oh, my God.
South African police are investigating. No arrests have been made. They say, obviously, this is a very unusual case.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
No.
What did they make him drink?
Some sort of unknown substance. And, they, you know, the whole
that
time...
That makes me think of... Did you see the story about how Manny Ramirez in the Red Sox clubhouse
would take Viagra and put it in vodka and have the guys drink it before game.
Hysterical. Get them all hyped up?
Yeah. Red Sox would run out there with big boners.
So I guess they still a very
is that
period
the,
of
like,
time.
Is this one or is it just this one isolated case? I mean, one's too many.
This is the one that they are looking at, that there was another meth by women in a different part who were also forcing men to drink some sort of substance, but no arrests have been made.
Hold.
National sorority is suing one of its former members, claiming that she leaked some of their sacred. To a website. Attorneys for Phi Sigma Sigma heard secret information about which violated her contract with the sorority. Attorneys representing Phi Sigma Sigma are seeking a court. This former member, at this point identified as Jane Doe, from disclosing confidential information about the sorority. They are also potential compensation for the Fed. Has been done in putting out all of their secrets. It is set for trial next year.
Diane's face.
What? Oh, they know like your secret hand different.
I'll never give that.
We've seen you do the handshake before.
You don't know what it is.
Because I don't care.
Doesn't matter if you care.
Like you make an L with your hand on your
forehead.
Isn't that it? You and Kreischer both did it. Both Kreischer periscoped. I watched Kreischer remain for 20 minutes left. What do the people around him think of this? Is he talking? He's filming them. He's drinking.
Oh my God.
That's important.
Yep.
This agent has come out and bowed in Bell's Deflategate report, saying it's omission of key facts and lines of inquest. The investigators reach their conclusion first and then determine so-called facts later. Capitals in New York tonight for Game 5 against the New York Rangers, with the there advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Tonight.
With a win.
Oh God, I hope so.
Canadians did stay alive.
Let's give the Rangers the ass beat that the Canadians gave Tampa last night. God, did they get out.
To 2, the final score there. Blackhawks beating the Wild to complete the sweep, and they advance Western Conference Finals. Also, the Orioles 4-3 last night. His
661st
career home run.
Fourth place all by himself.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is a nice happy birthday to just pass.
Mm-hmm,
that's,
mm-hmm.
That's really nice.
And series against the Braves, adding their series with the Hawks tomorrow night at Verizon Center, tied at 1-1. Obviously missing very, very much John Wall.
Hold on. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah.
Hey, it's about the...
You do me a favor. Could you do me a favor for a second?
I just wet farted.
Will you... Hey, will you... Hey, dude. So that's the guy that just keeps calling at you all morning.
All morning for not letting him on.
All morning long. All he does is call Kaylee and scream at her. That was it? Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Diane.
Wizards with the Hawks, they are tied at 1-1, obviously without John Wall with his 5 non-displays in his wrist and hand, which means the series is up in the air.
Upper body injury, Diane. Mid-body. That's mid-body injury.
Cavaliers and the Clippers. And this weekend, the Sprint Cup Series, fine night for the SpongeBobs from Kansas. That is a look at news and sports.
Right now, we're offering unlimited talk and text, plus 10 gigs of shareable data. Yeah, 10 gigantic gigs per month, plus taxes and fees, and a smartphone line. More data means more music, more video, more streaming, more gaming, more sharing. That is to do more of everything you want. Who wouldn't want the only network that RootMetrics ranked number one? Data and reliability. Liability. You have to settle for second, or third, or fourth. Save without settling. Today. $80 per month plus taxes and tens of data and online. Stop by Verizon or visit on the largest, most reliable e-network. Hashtag never settle. Verizon. $80 monthly account access plus access for each smartphone line on Edge. Subject to customer and Edge agreements and credit approval. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Rankings based on RootMetrics second half 2014 National Root Score Report.
Now, back to Elliot on XL102.
Come on, every day, one night.
Thanks to Elliot, 866-235-5468. You call me right now, I will give you 2 day passes for the Lady Festival. That takes place the end of September. 2 days of music on the national for bands, including the Straight J Churches. To Elliot, 866-35-5468. We'll take a break. We'll get a winner. Jeff Halpern.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
Elliot in the Morning.
So cool to have a couple of people come up to me at Big Field Day and say, hey, dude, I just want you to know, I don't smoke anymore because I heard you talking about voltage vaping. That's awesome. Awesome. I'm here to help. And his amazing, knowledgeable, friendly vaping. They're right off 288 on Whistle Stop Shopping Center. Mom's Day coming up. What a better gift than to help her quit smoking. I'm vaping. Let her meet with the staff. Or you can get her a gift card, too. They specialize in helping people make the switch. They're going to find the right flavor, the nicotine level. And that's what was. Always getting the new flavors, too. The Bomb Sauce, Fear the Rainbow. And they've got all kinds of box mods, tube mods, and sub-ohm tanks in stock, too. Devices and the best customer service vaping. They're right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center. Or the pin.com. Like them on Facebook with specials like that. What new flavors, what new devices. Look better, feel better, smell better with voltage vaping.
This is the sound of real buttermilk being poured into a measuring cup. Into how thick and cool. This is the sound being mixed with flour. Wow. This is a mixing bowl symphony. It's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Wood smoked bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
This month at Rick Hendrick's Chevy during our spring sales event. Get driver by visiting the largest selection yet. At our brand new location, just a quarter mile past Short Pump Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 free items. Spring into summer this season with select Chevrolet vehicles. Up to 14 grand off Eldorados and Sierras. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain. And 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibu. Up to 5 grand off MSRP on up 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe. 4 grand off MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves. And up to 3 grand off MSRP. What a way to get ready for some savings. Find new roads online at Hendrick.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC TCU can be a Hendrick driver.
Weeks after your accident, time from work, will you still feel injuries?
Or the strain.
Will you be paying the price for someone else's bad decision?
But our personal injury can affect the rest dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen and Allen.
Call 867-150 today for a free consultation.
The Virginia Lottery presents 5 quick reasons to smile. Number 1, real relationships and even have cowbells. Number 2, a good hug can lower blood pressure. Number 3, hold hands while they sleep so they don't hurt. Number 4, a litter of pug puppies is called a grumble. And number 5, cash for life. With drawings every Monday and Thursday and a chance to win $1,000 a day or a week for life, there's always a reason to smile. Cash for Lottery. Odds of winning top prize.
There's always something happening at Keegan's. Mother's Day is Sunday. Make your reservations now for Keegan's legendary Mother's Day brunch. A carving, a cooking station, omelets, all your other favorites. Spend Mother's Day in Short Pump at West Broad Village.
Delays remain for 95 in both directions near Belvedere on the southbound side. Turn semi blocking your left lane and shoulder on side to block the left lane to get to the incident. Also, we're dealing with problems on Church Road, Genito at Mount Hermon Road. Collision also at Quala Road at Family Lane.
Richmond's number one hit in the morning on XL 102.
I got drawn up back on the love thing, but she only gets time. And I got so mad, I wish she'd left me, but her destiny's got us intertwined.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi!
It's Sylvia! Oh my god, it's me. Sylvia.
Yes, Sylvia, it's you. Anyway, go to Halpern on the other line. I got a pair of tickets for you. You will go to the Landmark Music Festival. That takes place September 20 down on the National Mall. Four course of 2 days, including the Strokes, Drake, Alt-J, Churches, and a whole bunch more. Anybody who needs any information, facebook.com/ all the information you need. The festival can be found there. Hey, Sylvia, I'm going to talk to Kaylee and have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, too.
You got it. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. Before and after every Washington Capitals game, you will watch and you will post. Please say hello to our friend, Mr. Jeff Halpern. Jeff!
Elliot, how you doing?
I am doing great, man. How are you? Can I start with a trivia question, Fern?
Sure.
All right, you ready? Hey, have you been coaching this morning? You sound like very official with me today.
No, this is my off morning.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
This is my sexy voice.
Oh, I love it. On the trivia question for you. They're still alive in the Eastern Conference. The Capitals, the Rangers, the Canadiens, do they all have in common?
I know the answer. You want me to say it?
Oh, you know, you don't know, or you want to take a stab?
I know the answer.
Oh, do you? No, yeah. Now it's just down to Diane. Diane, what's a trivia question?
I will let Jeff tell us.
Jeff, go ahead.
Who are 14 best helpers?
There you go. That was weird. When I was thinking about that last night, I was like, Jesus, for all four of those teams.
I have a rooting interest in all four of them.
Hey, it's like when you look at them, you go, you know what? Like, were any of those organizations better?
Well, Washington, I mean, just because of the years I spent there and everything I did in the offseason, and even other than that, season where I came back to Washington, I was always able to skate with the guys in the summer. So I've always felt connected. They've always been very good to me. I think the other one is Montreal. The year I had there in 2010 was a special game in Montreal, and even then to go back there a few years later. So that was one of the days. But I think Tampa was another fun one. We had a very good group of guys. We did not have a very good hockey team, but it was a fun year. And New York was a place to play, and even though I was there for about 2 months, I still enjoyed it.
Hey, and I was saying, like what you think about, like what a cup would mean to cities. I mean, obviously, bring a cup to DC would be unbelievable. I can't even imagine what that would be like. But then, like, when you look at the other teams and you go, okay, if not us, then who? I feel like you point at Montreal at that point and go, if there's a city that would erupt.
That would want the cup.
Oh, that no. Well, there was the city that would erupt around a team winning a cup. I feel like it would be that point, but they're
dead. Yeah, Canadian cities would have a pretty big celebration. Montreal there, but everyone when I was up there, I would always say like, there's nothing like winning a cup in Montreal, and even kind of the party feel around those games and. I'd imagine it'd be a pretty fun city to win in.
I remember coming up to Montreal and they're asking Jeff if they were selling Halpern gear in the Montreal Canadiens team store because I wanted to get some stuff. And Jeff said, "Oh, just can I wear number 76?"
I don't remember saying that. But it's probably true though.
Let's do this, Jeff. When you gotten into the other side of it, when you look at this Caps team, and listen, I'm not a super anything that I'm going to say right now that any of the guys are going to play. Boy, doesn't it feel like we're going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, well, yeah, and not even like this. Like, New York just doesn't look. They've outplayed the Caps at times, but I think at this point, whether it's with how good Holtby's playing in that or maybe just the size of the Caps, but leaning on them the right way, and even when they're out playing them, they're not frustrated in the short. So I like the bigger thing this year too is usually there's like one team that sticks out as a team that everybody picks to win the cup right away. And this year there's not really, so it's not like you're waiting for 98 Red Wings to step in there or a team like Anaheim a few years ago or Boston. You have that team anyway, so it's quite open.
And you know the other thing, Jeff, one of the things I like, and you mentioned, is this whole season and then going into the playoffs, they have been, the team has been, and Barry Trotz has been very consistent. This is our guy. And by the way, I'm going to ride him the entire way. He's going to be our dude, and it's nice to get to this point of the playoffs. And they're not being, listen, some other teams in the playoffs are going through it right now, where there's not this question of, who's going to start in net? And listen, Caps fans will tell you, a number of years of who's going to be our goalie? Are we going to keep flip-flopping in the playoffs? It has been, every night you know it's going to be Braden Holtby, except obviously he was sick for one game. But you know it's going to be him.
Yeah, it was a pretty easy decision all year, too, right? 73 games, it wasn't real challenging to have to figure that one out, but he's been so good for over the course of the season. They couldn't stand it in this lineup, and then getting in front of him more so plays with more confidence when they know the guy back there is kind of shut the door. Like you're talking about, some of those playoff series, the goalies they faltered enough where you didn't have that confidence that you have now. So yeah, he's definitely a big part of.
I would also say the upgrades at defense and the night after night. The defense is playing great, and I don't know, Jeff. Obviously, you played for so long, you probably do differently than a fan. But I feel like, especially towards the end of the season and the playoff run, Mike Green has been on.
A lot of times it's more so on forward. You'll say when you have that top centerman or top four, there's a trickle up. And I think, like, when they brought in Orpik and Niskanen, it kind of settled that you'll say top forwards that can go against the league. And so Mike Green now doesn't have to do as much defensive energy offensively. He still gets matchups, but I think has slotted him in a somewhere where he's more comfortable, and he's playing very well.
And like you mentioned, like the old Red Wings, in the past, and you look at the Caps and go, okay, there's some good veteran leadership. You have guys like Chimera and guys like Ward who, have been around, guys like Orpik. And you go, okay, there's your good veteran leadership. You have your Ovechkin, you have your Green, your Carlsons and all them. And then you look at it and you go, and all those teams also had a little bit of where they had guys that could go in, and then you draw the parallel to the Caps and you go, okay, you get Kuznetsov, you get Bjorkov, unbelievable game the other night. You have Tata when he gets in the lineup. It's when you look at those teams and how they look at the Caps, those parallels are nice. And maybe it's just too easy to do that, but boy, do those parallels feel good.
Yeah, injecting that as a Caps group, Ovechkin, Backstrom, Green, always the young guys going off, and all of a sudden they're the veterans. There's not many guys in the league with experience that they have even games that they become veterans in this league. In the past, including my uncle, there was old kind of to try to be them. I think the guys they brought in and Brooks Orpik, Matt Niskanen, they're not so much older. It was an easy transition. So then you bring give older players some energy and not just energy, but they're producing. They're coming up with big goals. I think it has a fun feel for that locker room.
Hey Jeff, without naming names, was that a problem? Like when you were, would they bring in guys like especially like trade deadline or for the push, and they would get real preachy from guys to you?
When I was a younger kid, bring in a veteran, it kind of like what we were talking about with Mike Green, it immediately has a lineup, like a guy comes in, fills a spot, it trickles down. And I think younger players, I don't think it drew away, but this year they brought in Curtis Blancross, who's fit into the team and hasn't been like a big name or big name on the score sheet, but he kind of fit in, and you see that fourth line is able to play against other teams. A detriment. It was just a lot of times with younger players, you want to bring a couple older players. That there's is where you don't need to do that.
Hey, are you mad if you were if you were standing in that locker room or talking to the guys where you would go, hey, small thing, big thing, whatever it is, to keep going, this would have a chance.
I don't. I mean, right now, I don't think those. Obviously. The start, I don't think they played their best game in game four or game two. I don't think they played their best hockey. That's probably the most encouraging thing, is that they're able in a game winning the conference for hockey. But I think the biggest thing, all of a sudden, this Caps team almost feels like the Bruins team from a few years ago, where they're so much and so much more physical than other teams. So I would say the one thing is just to buy into that idea of when you do get it kind of through the neutral, make sure you get it deep, because they're hurting other teams. And just to believe that those one games are winnable, and it's kind of it's adding up, and you don't need that great goal all the time. You're just buying into that system.
Do we care? I mean, obviously Montreal's when they won last night against Tampa. In terms of matchups or who it would be, is one a better option for have any say in it? But should I be happy that Tampa Bay's running away for this thing, or do I need Montreal to come back and win this?
I think Tampa's probably a better team. Maybe for you to go up to Montreal, you might like the series. But I think they're both. I think at this point, series and a lot of injuries. There's been a little bit of luck involved. I think the Islanders series, how many defensemen were hurt? I think Matt Zuccarello being out in the Rangers series. Right now, if you're a Cavs fan, you're just rooting for a over there and hope possible.
That just sounds so weird to say. But part of the game is you bang up, you bend and chip them up and get them banged up so that if you do have to face them, then, you know, he's dinged up a little bit. Hey, let me ask you this. There, you know, like you'll see some guys that'll write about, like, oh, Ovechkin's not on the score. You know, yes, he had one good game, but then he's not on the score sheet the next one. Do they just not understand of how much teams him no matter what?
Well, I don't know who's saying that. He's probably played the best he's played since he's been. It's not maybe seen on the score sheet or, you know, even with chances. But physical presence, when you're playing, there's always this fear that he's going to take those three steps and run. As physical as Tom, I don't think there's anything like getting hit by Alex Ovechkin when he only needs a couple. I forget, or one of those games, he was running around the ice and kind of, I took a step back in my head and thought the kind of guy that when you're building a team around you see, and I think the rest of the Caps team is playing very solid. Guys are stepping up, and I think I'm one right now that that's not even on the score sheet. It's just his physical play, his energy. Yeah, from the Rangers right now, they have to worry about who's the bottom pairing for the Rangers. They can't have him on those two on the ice against Ovechkin, and it has it on those games and in that series.
I agree with you. And you'll read some articles in the newspaper and stuff, and they're like, "Oh, where did he go?" But you sit there and watch the game and go, "He is such a beast right now."
Yeah, no, he's even played great that he was nominated for the Ted Lindsay Award because I think it's a nominated award. He's taken criticism in the past. I think every player in the league on the ice this year is that you don't want to be on the ice against them. I think that's the marking of any player. You're like, you know, you're not that scared. They don't put you on your heels. I think on their heels right now. And I don't think anybody wants to play. They don't have a real fit. In the next series, there won't be a physical group. Montreal real physical teams. So you kind of see a guy that nobody's containing right now. And it's not on the score sheet. It's owned for everybody else. He's playing the type of hockey where I think great leaders of teams need to play.
Hey, Jeff, let me ask you this. When you were playing against him, did he ever just lay you out once that was just miserable?
No, but he passed on the ice next to Jamie. We had all been teammates in 05. It was Eisen Center and Huey. I think it took him about 10 minutes to get off the ice, but that was a big hit. It was like 10. One time, cross ice, it hit my toe, and it like, Push quickly the other way that I. Well, he started getting suspended a few. They'd suspensions and fines for these hits and with a jumper. But he, I don't know if he had to tone down his game because of that. And he was kind of wrecked. You know, would run around and other teams would notice it and. Yeah, when I was on the ice, it was never a play, but you always knew when he was there.
All right, let me switch around a little bit. Are you liking, obviously you're doing Sleep Report live both before and after?
I don't hate it. I never wanted to or thought I would do TV. It's not something I'm really sitting saying I want to promote myself to do something in hockey. But I've enjoyed it. I did some stuff with Comcast, and I've used that term. I don't hate it as much as I've enjoyed being... at least having to follow the games a little more closely, and I like working with places. So it's been enjoyable.
No, I was going if the answer is I don't hate it, you're doing a really good job at it.
Okay. Well, the first game I did on the really thought it was like Wayne's World, where six people would be watching in their basements online. But Then I asked about just the numbers. I was blown away by how the Monumental Sports are doing. And then I didn't realize they were playing it in the arena. I didn't think it was relaxing when I was thinking that. So that part takes me. When I see Al Kokin, kind of way he goes, or some of those guys that are pop, you realize how much are in those things. So I kind of know my place, or no.
Then last two things. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, dude, your little donut business is doing fantastic.
Yeah, I think I respond like a hockey locker when I try to make the answers as boring as possible. Or try to win the next one happens. But no, it's been good, and I give full credit to the people that are there every day, the kitchen staff and the managers and others. It's done well. It's received a lot of attention. We're expanding to fall. And it's exciting. Probably a different part of my life and that sort of thing, but it's been very exciting.
Dude, I can't wait for the one in Falls Church.
That's why we put it down.
I knew it. Hey, also, last thing, we talked a little bit yesterday. When did you lose your tooth that you take out from time to time?
Detroit, Drew Miller tried to do a clearing kind of went right in my face, and then, yeah, just kind of worst part of that one is scar on my lip that looks like a permanent herpes. kind of when I sometimes like 10 minutes into conversations, I have to say stuck with it. So,
but now, do you have it in or out most of the time?
Right now, I have it out just because it's late and I had to drive him to school. But I take it. I probably have it out more. When I know I'm going to have to talk to people, I put it in my mouth with like all the Lego lint and dirt. And when I'm playing, I would get it fixed. I'm playing. It's just now. It's just a laziness factor going into the dentist.
But, does the wife hate it, or is she? I mean, fine with it.
I don't know. I think it takes attention away from my toes. I'm Brendan Witt's feet, but I think I got voted worst feet after him. So from that is probably good, and I'm sure she'd like it to be fixed, but she doesn't come out and say anything.
The I was going to continue the slide. I'll switch over. Hell, it's your feet, dude.
My feet. It's like a combination of that, like the guy walking on the beach with the yellow toes, and then you seen those? I don't know if you're just now the back of their heels. Some hockey guys get this, like
the older one does. Yes,
it's like a sixth toe, girl's toe on back there. And then,
what in the hell?
Usually in the summer, it looks like in the feet. So. somewhere in like January in the middle of the hockey season when all it's pretty. When I go in the hot tub. This like green smoke comes up. Everybody that jumped out. So.
But you know what? Yours though better than Brent Badge. But although you look at right caveman, I get it. It makes sense.
I think he would block a shot, would be broken, and he would keep playing. And like you kind of look, it was one of those, you know, afterwards, and his bone would be sticking out, some, you know, in a weird place, and feel that at all? It's kind of he kind of shrugged it off. He had a lower pain, like he didn't feel pain. He was missing that gene. The gene. Some people miss that gene, so he would have like these mangled bones on his feet that he wouldn't notice. No, at all.
Now, did you box when you played or no?
Box. Don't they even have like those guys wear these. Shot blockers. It's almost like these clear boots. You'll see a lot of defensemen.
Yeah, like Alsner, I think, has them on. Carlson has them or not. But yeah, a lot of guys.
So, I mean, I don't think those were even heard of back when Witter was playing. But, I mean, those guys use them. Like, shot blocking is it's a big part of hockey now. They're supposed to be getting dressed like goalies and just wearing as much as anything.
Now I got to see a picture of your nasty ass feet. Hey, send that over.
Probably gone, but George Carroll's probably a year or two ago. If there's a way to film,
okay.
He posted on his Twitter page.
All right, do we wrap this thing up tonight, or are we going to Sunday?
One of the 2 days. It's still a tough building to play in New York in the last game, but. I don't know. They looked defeated in that last. I mean, they lost the game, but they looked defeated. I don't know. I'm not a great gambler. Not a good so.
Oh God, I want that tonight.
I'll say the Caps 3-2.
All right.
Ovechkin with a hat trick.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, just get the hat trick. I can't even imagine the words that have come out of his mouth. Anyway,
it's the one good thing when you see Holtby's post game interviews are, and then they show Chimera. And, jumping all over the place. It's refreshing.
All right, real quickly, Jeff, I will tell Tyler just went through. I don't know what that lump is on right foot, but Jesus Christ.
I think the lighting was bad on that one.
All right, dude. Well, listen, Capitals report live pregame and postgame. Astro Donuts. The and I appreciate the time. I'm sure we'll catch up again before the end of the season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got to talk to you later. Thanks, Jeff.
Elliot in the morning.
Today is Sunday the 10th. The 10th. Sporting Goods has all kinds of stuff. Everything from personal handguns to our handgun safety course so mom can get a concealed carry permit. Yeti coolers, cups, koozies, and teas. Sporting Goods has Salt Life, even Southern Fried Cotton Teas. Some Maui Gems at 50. But more important than all of that, from myself, my family, and our entire Sporting Goods, we would like to wish all the wonderful mothers happy Mother's Day. And thanks for all you do for see your mom, hug her, and serve her. Dance's Sporting Goods will be closed Mother's Day so we can spend time with them.
Hi, I'm Marley Dance. Y'all know what my dad Marlon says. Come on, get you some.
Dance's Sporting Goods sports at South Park Boulevard. Like us on Facebook or check us out online at dancesportinggoods.com.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming to your alarm.
Sure.
Good morning. I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. I picked out it for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right, muffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. Time, prices, and participation may vary.
Morning, Dave.
No breakfast yet, Chris?
Long cash.
Here you go, man. You know, in small McCafe coffee menu.
From the savory sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe coffee, plus your other faves, all for a buck each. McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast to speed every day.
Yeah, I am ready to bring it. Are you?
It's got nothing on me.
You. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
Price and participation may vary. A la carte only.
Whether it's work, play, pay, it's all about. And when it comes to in-home Wi-Fi, fastest with speeds up to megabits per second. That's up to 18% faster than faster BIOS. Yes, BIOS. Plus, Xfinity has more Wi-Fi coverage, so it's more reliable. And Xfinity gives you access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. You don't get that with FiOS. Talks. Xfinity delivers. At getallthefacts.com to learn more. The Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month for 2 years. One DVR included for 12 months. You can get up to $200 back. 100 Xfinity today. Offer ends 5/17/15. Restrictions apply. Not available for XF Triple Play customers only. Rumors of early termination fee required. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV and SD and regional sports fees. XChain. After promo, regular rates apply.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared the Gadjugal this Thursday through Sunday. When you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 for the purchase of a beautiful diamond. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right there. Get set in diamonds today for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
Hey, Dollface, the purveyors of sexy want a winter boost at Bombshell. Get a Bruno out, take you all the way to Rio, or get beach with our award-winning pedicures. We make waxing sweet. I love Bombshell.com, baby.
Only Sleep Well, just a selection of premium name brand mattresses, like Serta I-Series, Sealy Posturepedic Hybrid, and the most complete selection. And now through Saturday during the mattress event, save up to 50% off our very best throughout the store. $100 on Beauty Rest Legend. Get a $200 gift card with select Tempur-Flex and free delivery on Tempur-Pedic, Serta I-Comfort, and more. Sleepy specials.
The following was review at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger
King. Egg and cheese, the sandwich.
Knock, knock.
Sandwich. Who's there?
Wait, silly, I told you already. Get two flaky, light, buttery
sandwich
sandwiches for $1.
Is this, what's going on?
Knock, knock.
Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Can vary.
A slow go remains for 95 in both directions near Belvedere. An overturned semi has your left lane and shoulder block southbound and bound left lane to deal with it. From the Shaka Valley Bridge heading that way, same for 64 at Staples Mill, accessing 95 southbound. Watch for collisions, Laburnum at Williamsburg Road and Jeff Davis at Wamsley.
From the top, Morning Building, WWD10, WWL Richmond. This is the Elliott in the Morning Radio Network. We'll be right back.
be somebody who has a current Keurig. I always feel like I'm saying the name wrong. Keurig. Whatever. Yes, I need someone at home. 866 to Elliot. 866-546. Satan. Well, that's happening. Thanks again, Jeff Halpern. Thank you very much for checking in with your gnarly ass. You can see Jeff, Capitals Report live, Foxworth, and after the game, immediately, obviously through monumentalnetwork.com, or you can just watch on the Caps app. You can watch it there as well. So, again, thank you very much to Jeff Halpern for checking in Caps. What number am I up to? Whatever it is. Up in New York, and then should that happen, then back home Sunday night. All right, somebody with a Keurig machine. One also, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hang tight 1 second. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hi, it's Stacy.
Yeah, hi, who is this?
Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pardon me, I am doing excellent. Stacy, you have a Keurig?
Yeah, I do.
Are you, do you use it, do you use it a lot?
Yeah, as long as I have little cups at home, I use it every day.
So you haven't found your swing off of using it? That I don't say that it's run its course, but that you're just not using it like you used to.
There was a time, like a couple years after I got it, that I did start using the old one because I kept my old one in the closet. The cups are kind of expensive places where they're a lot cheaper, so now I do use it more.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm going to make a note of that. All right, Stacy, I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Looking at Halpern, but it sounded like there was a moped chasing him. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Good morning.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, hi. Who's?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Ian, your Keurig machine. Are you using it or not as far as you do?
Well, wife uses it. I can't hit one button.
Where is the complication
you put the
in
cup
that?
In.
I feel, if anything, it's very easy as opposed to complicated.
I literally get my 4-year-old daughter to make me the coffee.
All right, you know what? Hey, whatever. Now, can I ask you this? Do you have one of the? I don't know what it's called. But guess what? One of the complaints has always been that the coffee isn't that good. And I mean, listen, we had one here, and it was nothing great. I mean, 10 million companies that are doing it, whatever. But like Dunkin' Donuts K cups don't taste like Dunkin' Donuts coffee in the store. It just doesn't.
Why? That's what the wife. She has one of those. I guess it's like an attachment where you can actually ground coffee.
That's what I was going to ask. There used to be, and this is what I was. This whole thing that I was reading yesterday is how Keurig machines are nobody uses them. Is getting rid of them, and they aren't. They've gone downhill, and they cite two reasons. One is the convenient. I'll give you that. But it's not that good. It's essentially instant coffee, and that's all that you're getting. Number two is that I get the machines used to take like the empty K cup coffee, bought the grounds in there. Like after you'd grind it up, you'd put that in there and just brew that. Like I said, I don't have one, so I don't know if it's the new machines, but you can't use
2.0.
Yeah, maybe. I guess
that's the flop.
Yes, you can't use it.
Yeah.
Can't use it. So I guess you could still get by with that. But decent models, that's...
The coffee's not that good. The coffee's terrible. The coffee is awful.
It, you know what it is? It's coffee in a pinch.
It's convenient as hell, but I'd rather enjoy my cup of coffee.
Amen. Now, I'll drink... Like, when they had them here?
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was liking in a coffee pot. Convenient, but it was never good. And I didn't care if it... I should say it was never good. It was never like a real cup of coffee.
Like a normal pot.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it was never going to come close to 7-Eleven.
Not burnt enough.
7-Eleven, and I'm not going to go over this with you, look at the digital readout. 7-Eleven and Dunkin' Donuts are the standard bearers for regular coffee. And hear an argument about it.
No Starbucks?
I won't hear coffee. They're a step below.
McDonald's coffee.
Oh, you know what? I'll give you that. 7-Eleven and I'll let them split. I favor 7-Eleven because I'm in there more and I like the guys too. I will go. I'll go McTastic. They've nailed that.
Yeah.
Then Starbucks with regular coffee. I mean, you're not everything under the sun at a 7-Eleven.
Does Keurig go from here? Because I saw the
bottom of the list.
The financial implications were pretty rough.
From their ass.
The stock dropped 10%, and the sales in the first quarter were like down 25%.
Yeah, no, they're losing their ass.
Way too much inventory, they said.
Yeah, they can't move them. They can't move the cuppies, the K-cup things.
Have they done any? That's the biggest complaint of the two refillable K-cups, to use them.
Right. So have they done anything? Yep. Bullheaded. Just moving forward.
No, but it's that refillable.
Why? But I'm already dissatisfied.
That's true.
Now I got to run out not to be unsatisfied anymore. I'll tell you what everybody's doing.
Getting rid of it. It's too expensive.
They're very expensive. Yeah. And what was everybody here doing that drive up?
They took the cups home.
Diane.
K-cup caper?
No.
Yes.
I spelled caper with a K. Remember that? We tried to solve the mystery.
Yeah. No, people here were stealing them. You were?
No, I wasn't.
And what else did we learn? The hot chocolate tasted horrible. The hot chocolate was bad. Mm-hmm. But you know what's what apparently everybody's doing now? He's doing that. Have either of these either? For the AeroPress, and is this pronounced Chemex? Chemex?
I've never seen either of those.
E-H.
Sounds expensive.
M-E-X. Oh, I'm using the Chimay. But Chemex? Chex?
Yep.
Chemex? I don't know what it is, but that and the air apparently kicking the crap out of Keurig.
Press is one of those French presses.
Don't know what it is.
It's like the old.
Oh no! I know what that. Is it a machine or is it like a hand thing?
It looks just like your. It's more the ones that you would normally see.
By the way, you know who sometimes spoils me and treats me like a very nice date? Jeff, the engineer, will sometimes bring in his French press and brew up a nice cup for me.
Oh,
I have to put out, but you know what? Press.
Yeah, the other one is a man glass container coffee maker.
That. Ugh. Oh, that's a whole thing.
I've never seen.
Oh, that's a whole machine.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like I pour it, like the water in myself.
I mean, it's beautiful. Talk about the design, but I'll go with a pot.
How is it complicated? By the way, that's a coffee pot. There's a filter that instead of going in a filter holder is going into the glass. The thing just comes out the top. That looks pretty easy.
You tie a leather bracelet.
Never mind. It just got hard again.
The version of the pot.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Good morning.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Elliot?
I'm doing great.
Hey, is the machine too loud, man?
No, I can hear you. You're okay.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about that AeroPress, man. It's awesome.
But that's the one that... Wait, AeroPress or the Chemex?
Is it Chemex?
That's what I'm going with. I have not seen the AeroPress.
The Aerobie, the Frisbee, the ring Frisbee, Aerobie?
No.
Yes, you
do. Frisbee, but it's a ring.
Oh, okay. Aerobie. All right, yeah. By talking about, sure.
Okay, same company makes the AeroPress.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay? And it's not at all like a French press. It's almost like a powered espresso machine where it seals. It's like a vacuum. Coffee grounds in there, and there's a little paper filter
right
at the bottom. And then you use body pressure, espresso machine. It is awesome.
Is it really? Does it take long?
No, it's instant. I mean, I got one of those instant hot water.
Can't hide money.
And, dude, you just pour the hot water in and press her through. You know, it takes like 33 seconds, something like that.
It's not bad. That's not bad.
And $20, so it's cheap. And, you know, those Keurig machines are what? $100, $150.
I don't know how expensive it is. I have no idea, but I guarantee it's more than $20. The way they're losing money right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey man, long time listener.
I appreciate it.
I love you.
I love you too.
All right,
dude. Hey, listen, thank you, my friend.
See, we were just talking the other day about getting rid of ours.
Are you really?
No,
coffee sucks.
I don't think the coffee is that.
It is. But you're buying convenience.
Right.
You're buying convenience.
Right. It's so damn expensive for the K-cups.
Thank you.
It's the point where it's like, because the reason we bought this was like our old coffee maker had crapped out. We're like, oh, let's try this.
I love my coffee maker.
Just, yeah.
I got bad news for you. It does not appear to be a seller's market, Roy on dollars.
Wait, his. Ooh, boy. Were you going to eBay it? You're not eBaying that, please.
No, I think we got to use up the thing.
Do you still have a bunch? You still have a bunch left?
Yeah.
Did you take from here?
I did not take them from here. I ordered them online.
From Mark Kreider. Mark Kreider.
Hi.
He to volunteer his PI services. Reminds me of...
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello, this is me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Teresa. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Great. Well, I was calling because I as well use an AeroPress.
Oh, do you really?
And my maker has now been demoted to a hot water maker for it.
Wait, now I'm not following you. Oh, so you're a machine and then use it in the AeroPress.
Exactly. Just don't put a cane.
Oh, I feel nasty, bro.
No, it's totally fine. It doesn't tastes like anything.
That's human grounds in your tea.
I was gonna say that's like people who go to like the fountain soda machine water. Dude, you know that there's root beer and Sprite stuff. So you don't use yours at all.
I do whenever I'm in a rush, but if I have time, I definitely prefer this. It makes such a great tea.
Take a long time though.
No, it's like the guy said, it's very fast. It's the process of putting it together. So, like, he ran, and then he has to twist it onto the thing, and then heat up the water, pour it in, and then you have to plunge it about.
Okay, now it's dark.
Yeah.
Why?
It's just a process, but, no, maybe 5, 10.
Oh, my God, look how many pieces there are. Jesus Christ. Whatever happened to the good old days where you put the water in the water, throw the pot back down on there, and you hit start? I sound like I'm 100 years old.
That's going to take you 5 minutes.
No, to make a pot of coffee.
To brew a full pot of coffee?
Yeah.
Maybe a little less.
Take a shower. I go to the kitchen.
A timer.
If I do, I go to the kitchen, I make a cup of Joe or a pot of Joe, and then I go take a shower. I'd like stopping at 7-Eleven. I do. Although my coffee's a home run. My coffee's really good.
Try their coffee sometimes.
I have imported beans that you can't get anywhere. No. Thank you, Tim Hortons. But yeah, you don't have one of those. Doesn't that look like a lot of work?
Try it now.
You know what? A clean and work.
Yeah.
I just rinse mine out and call it.
I think, you know, like I'm looking at these are products. So they have obviously the classic disc. Then they have disc golf discs. They have a sprint ring. They have a super disc. They have a lighted super disc. They have the dog goby disc.
By the way, the
for
lighted
dogs to catch, and then the coffee maker.
The lighted disc. That I've seen the commercial for that. Wait, so that's they know nothing else in the food service industry.
Correct.
Around one day, and they were like, "God damn, I'd go for a cup of coffee."
Oh, and April 9th, the Team World AeroPress Championships.
Did they win?
Well, I think they hosted it.
Oh, they hosted it. They hosted it. I got you.
Green Plantation Coffee in Slovakia beat out 34 other around the world.
Woo! By the way, you know another place that's awesome? I think they're out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Not Magic Hat. That's the beer company. You know what? Can't think of the name, to be honest with you. Magic Cap. Magic Cap Coffee out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Check that. Or I'm plugging some plugs. Exist. Their stuff's awesome, though. Damn it, now I came up.
Yeah, no big deal. I don't see that.
What is it?
It's definitely Grand Rapids.
100% it's out of Grand Rapids. Magic. Hat Magic?
Madcap?
Madcap, that's it. Thank you. I told you there's mad in it. Yeah. Every so often.
Oh, fancy.
Well, thank you. But I love it. I shouldn't say I love. I just kick this thing in the world.
Yep.
Why didn't they were losing money? Because it was so expensive.
And they're also losing cake. That doubles the expense, usually, when people are stealing.
They weren't really losing, going to employees, but Ann and Mar
not true
would walk them down in a wheelbarrow. All right, Kaylee, will you do me a fold? If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the morning.
Say you. Oh, I know you can. You can.
Hey,
almost. I love you.
Hey,
good boy.
He's more than just a pet. He's your lap warmer, home security system, not to mention the best darn alarm clock you've ever had. And while he may not say it exactly, your dog says he loves you, so help protect him with Canine Advantix 2 by Bayer. Canine Advantix Spectrum Protection against fleas, ticks, too. Plus, kills fleas and ticks through contact. They don't have to bite your dog to die.
said it.
No, too.
Canine Advantix 2. For the love of dog. New for dogs only. Available at veterinary and specialty retailers. Learn more at canineadvantix2.com.
Hey, it's Elliot, and if you need to get on the track at G4, right across the street from RIR, you'll find their indoor quarter-mile track full of twists. See how fast you can push them. Take your coworkers, take everybody. Get an authentic racing experience right here in all from me. Fishtailing your turns completely kills your time. Pull up the look for yourself at GForceCarts.com. I'll see you on the track.
This is the sound of real buttermilk measuring cup. Listen to how thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real butter beans with flour. It's mixing bowl symphony. It's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The Miles Biscuit with thick cut applewood smoked bacon pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Choose a bouquet as Mother's Day and let Strangements. Mother's Day is May 10th. Show mom she's number one in your heart with bull from Stranges. Set here or out of town. Choose from vivid spring bouquets, hundreds of hanging baskets, color of the rainbow.
Has a way to brighten up the place. Chase away the spring smile.
One of our four convenient locations. Call 321-2200 or visit Stranges.com. Select from this year's festive featured classic favorite or create a cut one that's just right for your mom. This Mother's Day extra special. Go to Stranges.com today and save or call 321-2200.
From Stranges.
Ever wanted a truly spectacular ring? You'll want to visit Jared the Galleria of Jewelry this Thursday through Sunday. When you purchase, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday for a reward worth up to $1,000. Only at Jared.
Right now, a pirate takeover is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles and miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world. Right now, America's Navy world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Everything your business needs to keep your plan, from coffee, water, and soda to granola bars and chips. Get 33.9 ounce can of Folgers for $6.99. Offer ends 5/9 while supplies last. See store or website for details.
From the Nissan of Richmond traffic.
A slow go for 95 Rex near Belvedere. Your left lane and shoulder block southbound. Your shoulder block bound, causing for merging delays. Skaka Valley Bridge heading 95 northbound. Watch for collision. Staples Mill at Worcester, Jeff Davis at Walmsley Boulevard, and Elko Road at White Oak Road.
102.2 with another.
Backstage at Big Field Day on Robert DeLong. Are you at that, like, what's that point where you're like, what do I do next? Do I, like, focus on my career? Do I have to, like, start getting married and having babies? Or is that just, like, a girl thing?
I don't feel any pressure to get married or have babies. I mean, actually, my mom really wants to have babies. I don't think she cares a bit.
Get more at Big. Now, back to Elliot XL102.
Or Chemex.
Why?
So, like, first of all, you have to, like, make the water yourself. And then you got to put it in that where the stupid bracelet thing is. And then you have to pour the water in a ring starting on the outside to the inside. Just a cup of coffee.
I explained their website during the break. It's not a bracelet. Or so much a bracelet as rawhide and bead for the wood collar. But Benjamin sent us a video of some guy using it. Oh my god, ridiculous.
It's horrible. You know what that is, though? That's snooty.
Well, people are buying them.
Which part did you decide it was snooty? The rawhide?
No, it's just like the whole process. Like, I got to put on a show
for it. Or the wood collar.
You know what I do want, though? How do I get like one of those 7-Eleven? That would be awesome.
Like the ones that are like coffee, espresso. Like
No. They
the
brew
super
it.
Duper ones?
Yeah.
What do you need that much for? I use that over
the course of the day.
I know you drink a ton, but still.
I bring it in every day.
The big
of it. I'd love that. To bring that in every day would be awesome. Whoever cleans his coffee maker every...
I can't believe that.
I don't think I've cleaned it since it came out.
You definitely have, because you would taste it if you hadn't cleaned yours. But I don't have a... I have a Chemex. I have a wood collar and loop rawhide.
No, but yours is like a cup thing that goes in.
Well, there's like a cup underneath it. It's like the
it's like,
thing.
So it's not, one it's that
not,
can make
no,
a
No, not
pot.
A cup like a K-cup. You put your mug underneath it.
But it can make one cup or like a whole...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it can't make a pot. There is no pot, Diane.
But she's saying the amount.
Yeah.
Oh, so then it just sits of water.
Yeah, like 12 cups. Yeah, it just sits in there for 2 hours, and then you can use the microwave.
That's how long the thing... Do you have one of the... Does it have the little readout, like on the 7-Eleven?
I've never gotten coffee at 7-Eleven, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God! God, that breaks my heart. That breaks my heart. Kaylee, have you ever had McDonald's?
Yeah, I've had...
God. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Grant.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the whole Keurig thing. Just to clarify, it's not that you, with the new one, use the little plastic ones you can put your own coffee in. It's that you can't use anything but the pumps. So when you go to the grocery store and you see that whole aisle of knockoff K-cups, with the new Keurig machines, you can't use any of those. You can only use just by Keurig.
How does it know the difference?
So a sort of rights management built into it, so that it can tell Keurig for a knockoff cup,
dude.
And it will only use Keurig ones. And that will pushing these things, because the convenience doesn't outweigh the coffee. It's really not that good.
Wow, I didn't know that. I just thought any of them would work in there.
Oh, yeah, so that's the big... And then on top of that, not quite, but they couldn't find a way to make the things recyclable. So it's causing a big issue where it's just landfills are getting filled up with...
Well, I don't remember seeing a picture of a landfill that was all K-cups.
No, remember the guy who created it said about
that's
that.
Right, he won't use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the whole world is made out of empty K-cups.
Yeah, so, but yeah, they're having some problems.
How do you even know if one's an official Keurig thing or not? How would you even know?
I think it's when you're in the aisle, it's, you know, it's with Keurig 2.8.
Ugh, what a pain in the ass.
Exactly.
That Paul Newman stuff.
Mm, no,
the only reason I know that is the Paul Newman classic. Yeah, I don't even know.
Isn't that who bought Keurig?
Who?
Did they? That coffee company?
Yeah.
Oh, did they really?
Green Mountain.
Hey, I have no idea.
That's not in time.
But hey, guys, I just run.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm at.
Isn't there something with that's been in the news recently also, and I mean, besides a headline? But when it comes to digital rights management stuff that he was talking about, isn't John Deere going through something with that, with tractors?
Hobie.
Doesn't drive a tractor.
Not to
John
work.
Deere shirt. Your shirt.
It's a hat. I feel like there was something, because Keurig is obviously grabbing the headline price and the sales and all the reports that came out. But I want to say, like, a month ago, you were struggling on how all of it's become a complete nightmare for the farming community. They can't fix it or something? Know the details.
I don't understand. You can't fix it.
There's something to do with DRM, digital rights management.
And so John Deere effed themselves.
I don't know if it involves like sort of licensed
in order to actually
repair
work on
to
it?
Work on it. The computer is protected. Know the details. I just remember reading invoked the same term. Just
stories of farmers who can't legally repair their tractors.
There you go. There you go.
Because it's tampering with the computer.
The computers that are getting hooked up from the towns aren't licensed for gear. And then that way they can't work it unless they jimmy the computer.
To like a license.
You know how expensive that is?
Exactly.
Jack Wilson worked on my truck since going back 1919. Now I gotta drive another four of the bluff.
Yep.
to get to a license. So they're going. That's what it sounds like to me.
I saw machines from years back still running at a tractor show about a month ago. So I don't need the new.
Cleaning your coffee pot every day.
Those usually go hand in hand. It was technically it was like a steam and engine show. They had a hell of a lot of tractors. How did I make that sense? Hell of a lot of tractors.
Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, sorry. I just wanted to give you guys some input on the Keurig and Atom and how terrible they are.
Yeah, go ahead.
My wife got me one for my birthday last year. Threw away my old coffee pot. Oh, my God, a French press, like, the next day.
Did you really?
Oh, I hate it. I hated the Keurig. I tried it, and she got $150 bucks on that, another $100 on K-Cups. Yeah. All of them taste the same, and they're terrible.
Yeah, nobody ever came out. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to defend Keurig, but nobody came out and said this is the greatest. They sold convenience. They weren't selling this is the greatest taste in coffee in the world.
Totally. It only takes 4 minutes to make a French press. That's 100 times better than Keurig.
That's the one that's got the pump on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one Jeff the engineer treats pretty often. And,
Have that out on nice certain occasions?
Things like that. Yeah, no, he's got part of his, it's part of his survival kit.
Oh,
so that way, if anything goes wrong, he can still make,
For prepping.
But it is good, though.
I will say, I use the Keurig butter. My wife uses it every day, but she loads her coffee with a pound of sugar and creamer anyway.
Tyler, didn't you say that when people started figuring out a pound, if you were to make a pound of coffee through Keurig, it's 600?
No. Oh my God.
No. I said. Wasn't it 60?
And I was reading a tweet.
Oh, was it 60 a pound? Oh, 60.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, but what's a pound? What's a pound in the store?
Wayne.
Oh. Nice, Diane.
That's not even your thing. I'm going to do jerks today.
Oh, I'll stay awake. Line 3. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's that? Hey,
this is Bill from Frederick.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the... I use the wire-free single day, and I just buy all my coffee at Costco for like 20 bucks, 60 cups of coffee.
So he's got the one that fits in one of the older models.
Oh, okay.
Like that only one cup fits in it.
The DRM.
Yep.
Yeah, I have the Keurig like 1.0, but I bought my parents a 2.0 for Christmas. They had like a 20-year-old pot of coffee that I wanted them to seriously get rid of. That they've used. I was so ticked off when I found out that you couldn't use a wire cup, and at midnight lab you could do it.
So you know what? Now knowing that you want, now I get why people are furious. You can only use theirs. It's $600 a pound.
It's not 60.
Right. Yeah. What's the? And by the way, it tastes like butthole. What point?
Well, that's why I love buying Dunkin' Donuts. I can just buy like 5 pounds at Costco for $10 and make it last an entire year.
Yeah, I'm good as. Oh, what are the refrigerators that have coffee makers in them? Doesn't that exist?
Like where you would have the water maker?
I think there is. I could be wrong.
Is that like the ones that'll like print out a grocery list for you and you can tweak and tweet?
I don't know about that. But is the machine that's with a refrigerator?
I'm all tractors.
The
I hate to harp on tractors, by the way.
Yeah, yes, please.
But I could talk tractors all day. David writes, the car companies are trying to do the exact same thing
that
John did. And then like that, City Boy stuck.
You know what? You're absolutely right. That if you had a, let's say you have a Volvo, and they're everything's, that you couldn't just take it down to the Sunoco business with Volvo. Take it to the mechanic that you know at, like, that's attached to the Shell station.
Cause basic of things?
Isn't going to hook up.
Wow.
I hook up to Volvo. Now, if Volvo wants to get... Thank you. Thank you. Look at that. Look how Jeff just made up a nice little French press.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't touch it.
I think I get a cup.
The
need to pour it for Elliot. Serve him.
Refrigerator with the Keurig inside it.
Oh, see, but it's a Keurig.
$300.
Jesus Christ! What about it? That's 5 pounds of coffee.
That's a dorm fridge. That's that size. It's got a shelf.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
You got it, dude. We'll talk to you later. Yes,
I referenced City Boy stuck. Can I play some?
Okay.
Well, I don't. It's got a Turtle Man call.
And sure.
I played Granger Smith's Backroad song 2 days ago.
Right.
I played this one.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I got nothing.
Granger Smith featuring his alter ego, Hobie.
After this, I could have talked earlier before he started.
My lip with a fistful of snow. Well, gauge kind of low. Bounce my tars like a bass on a pole. Up ahead, something ain't right. It ain't a AC light. Oh, sweet Jesus. The city boy Chris slinging up mud. So I started singing. City boy still stuck. He's worth it as a one-point buck. He never heard of a four-wheel drive. Now he's spinning. Hey. City lovers didn't follow you to home or road. No, not me. I'm rolling on to you.
Song of the summer.
Back and forth, the mud got thicker. Getting all pissed, well, you should have bought a car that you don't love. Me a shotgun, rocking on road to give him a deal and live. Pull over, crack a car, one by one, you put in another deal. Yell, hey, look, he's worth a buck. Never heard of a four-wheel drive. Now he's spinning in his tires. Hey, he wants to do his stuff. Should I throw him a rope? No, hell no, not me. Pulling on by you. I'm a country boy. You're a long way from town to be running your mouth. You ever see it like that? That's why we use nothing but mud tires, 4x4. You got your hair slicked back and your skinny collar popped up and your car. You better turn around and go back to the city. You can pop that back collar. I'ma pop this top while I holler.
I bet Hobie's got a boner.
His top, while I holler. Hey, he's worth it, says a one-point buck. Never heard of that one. Spinning them tires. Hey, it's stuck. Benny Lovers didn't write no love. Should I call him a road?
Listen to that a couple times on repeat on the way home. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got the bag.
Don't put a good thing going.
This guy's the best.
Tree, don't roll stuff. Don't shoot the gun. Barbed wire, hang all the way around.
Hey,
look,
I'm
going to
play that
That's it. Yeah, the Mowgli's. There's another player. And the song of the summer game.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, it's to go see Rise Against.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Welcome to Subway. What can I
want to mix it up a bit?
How about something from our new Mediterranean collection?
Keep talking.
Juicy feta cheese, cucumbers, any of your favorite veggies, finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavor as a Subway chopped salad. The new Subway Mediterranean cooking. So enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
For Pearson Mazda, car dealers do hours and hours of internet research before they arrive at the dealership. So, here to save the most money. Mike Smith's general manager, Mike Smith, won't overcharge you in the first place, so you don't have to develop price down to where it should have been. Get the best price automatically from Mike Smith at Pearson Mazda. Tell him I said hi. Pearson Mazda in the West End at 920 Broad Street or online.
It's the 5th Annual Virginia, Saturday, May 9th at historic Stoke 58 meets Huguenot Trail. Sample over 30 different Virginia craft beers. Beer, food, live music, tickets just $20 in advance with available. Visit VA Beer Fan tickets. Tickets also available. Available at all Capital events. And don't miss the official after party, the 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th, noon to 6. Brought to you at Capital Ale House and Brown Distributing.
A girl of 2 years asked me what my 5-year plan was. I should have known to include her in it. I did not. Now I know. Just like I really should have known, really saving people money on car insurance. 75 years. I had no idea they'd been around that long. They also have an agent. We should all know these things. Now you know. And now I'm single. Know anyone?
Geico. Celebrate years of great savings and great.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over 75 years, it's time to let you in. Secret. Geico could save you on and boat coverage, and they offer special federal discounts. Not to mention, insurance agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. But this is no sin. Tell everyone. For keeper ever. Spread it faster than a middle school rumor.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online over the office.
WAGS, a level 1 pediatric trauma center. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Haynes addresses the subject on Wednesday, May 13th from 5:30 p.m. at the Lewis Skinner Botanical Garden. Dr. Haynes will also discuss the many emergency resources of Children's Hospital of Richmond at the only American College of Surgeons level 1 pediatric trauma center in Virginia. This seminar is free and open to the public. Register online at vcuhealth.org.
The Virginia Lottery is to smile. Number one, dolphins have names for one another. Number two, employers tend to promote. Number three, a cat wrapped up in a blanket is called a burrito. Number four, people find those who smile to be significantly more attractive. Cash for life from the Virginia Lottery. Sunday and Thursday, and a chance to win $1,000 a day or a week for life. There's always a reason to smile. Cash for life from the top prize are 1 in 21.
New Odor Eaters Maximum Strength Medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs itching. Odor Eaters Medicated Powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
It's Fletcher, it's springtime, it's festival season, you're traveling. What goes great with Oreo on the go? Find your favorite flavor, the Double Stuff Oreo. The Double Stuff Oreo Minis with Reese's Peach right into those cookies. So delicious. Pick up a pack of Oreo cookies at your neighborhood 7-Eleven or 7-Eleven. Plus Oreo Minis for $2 at your neighborhood 7-Eleven. Milk's favorite cook in the car or on the go. Oreo.
Ordered at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Croissant witch. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Croissant witch. Get two flaky, light, buttery croissants for just $4.
Is this?
Knock.
Get sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I've remained slow as you approach Beltbound, your left lane and shoulder block to the overturned semi on the northbound side. Crews need the left, still causing for merging delays. 60 accessing 95 northbound and 64 from Staples Mill. Eccles accessing 95 south volume.
In the morning, XL 102.
All right, we got to do some news. Then we have to by the way, is anybody going to tell Jeff the engineer that we're going through that coffee pretty quickly?
It's so good.
I know, isn't it great? But it would also be a good time to start a second French. Two pots back. It's back there.
The aerobic disc. But yell loud.
Oh, don't let me forget, Diane. I got to get somebody in here on Monday to cut the tinting off the window.
Who could do it?
Your guy?
Earl Dibbles Jr.?
No. Tinted.
Untinted. Hey.
All right, where was I? We have to give away some Rise Against tickets. Oh, and then there's a... Oh my God.
Heard of this.
Never ever heard of it in my life. It's good. Oh, is it good? I can't wait to get it. Let's get into some news, please.
A big World War II flyover going on the specifically today, and that means no flights in or out of Reagan National happening between noon day with all of those classic aircraft taking to the sky. Some of the planes, by the way, on display tomorrow at the Udvar Hazy planes. They have said that the BWI to Havana first start at the end of a week, leaving 9:20 on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And it's going to take about their round trip average price about $775.
That they hadn't opened up for just families still. Or they're saying by September it's going to be open to everybody.
More options for people to be able to take in what the rest of Cuba has to offer. There was a guy who left.
I wish I could get excited.
I mean, you're going to start to see the board push, I'm sure.
No, I would bet the answer to that is yes. And it's probably really nice. Feel like everything is in black.
Okay. You're going on the video of the old vehicles driving through. It's not all like that.
Well, that's the last I've seen of
that's it. Is that all you searched online?
That everything stopped. Nothing's even in color there anymore.
There was a guy who left a very expensive watch at Newark Airport the other day, but he is able to get his $100,000. Delivered back to him. The watch was picked
He's
up.
He's got a watch worth $100,000?
It's gold and diamond. Said the watch was actually picked up yesterday by a colleague of this man who is said to be a Japanese real estate just going through security like everybody else does. A lot of people decide to take off their watches.
Put it in the bucket and then he never got it.
And he kept going on and I guess by the time...
Who turned it in?
By the time TSA found it, it's in one of those little like dishes and nobody claimed by the time they figured it out that... He was already on his plane, so he sent an associate to come get it. I guess it was retrieved.
Oh, I couldn't waste my time watching. I'll have a little feller run down and grab it.
Kept under lock and key for safety, so the owner was able to only describe the thing, but show wearing the watch.
Who is it? Anybody famous?
He just said it's Japanese.
I don't know who it is.
So, but he's getting his watch delivered to him today. He says out with its list of the best cities for cheap 5-day vacations this summer. They looked at hotel rates, air, the cost of food, and Vegas is number one.
That makes sense. Everything's cheap in Vegas. It's just getting there.
It was Jacksonville.
I'm sorry. So we were just in the Vegas.
Second best vacations in the country. That's followed by Orlando, Kansas City, and Detroit.
I like Detroit. Detroit.
Is he family?
No, it's not. You're biased because there. It's not as bad as you make it. It's very depressed, but it's not as bad as you make it. I had fun. I've only been there for a week. Been there weekend. I'd have gone back to Detroit tomorrow to go to Comerica.
That's what it is. Traveling for like a hockey game or a summer.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. It's very cheap.
They could use your money.
Oh, yeah, though they'd love it. Every one of those cities would. No desire to go to Kansas City.
Kirky, Grand Rapids, Salt Lake City, and Denver.
Okay, first of all, take your list and take Memphis off your list.
Denver, though.
Denver's nice, and you can smoke up. By the way, do you know Denver?
I saw that for Mother's Day.
You're getting snow on Mother's Day. Yep. Second year in a row.
Cheap vacations, obviously, place Santa Barbara, San Francisco. Jersey City, New Jersey, also said to be very expensive. Charleston.
And is
a new survey asking people what stuff in hotel rooms they never use. That would be number one, the minivan expensive.
That I don't do.
Number two, phone in the toilet. Who uses
problem? Yeah.
And hangers designed for pants.
No.
You don't hang anything up in a hotel room.
Why would I? I've got a suitcase. But Diane
unpack.
Everything comes out.
All CBD players anymore as want from a hotel for free. Obviously, Wi-Fi is...
Yes, free Wi-Fi, please.
Complimentary continental breakfast.
Or just send me off a nice coffee station.
Eastern Michigan couple with 12 currently waiting to find out what they're having for baby 13. Mom is... Says they're going to keep with tradition, not find out ahead of time. They never found out it beforehand with all the other
boys. It's probably going to be a boy.
Mom's like, oh, whatever, as long as it's healthy. Dad's like, yeah, I could probably use a... So she's due tomorrow. New mother's about found... 8% of women now include their parenting skills when they're handing out resumes. Companies do it. Almost 70% of employers say the stuff you do as a parent does qualify as relevant parenting skills that would patience, multitasking, time management, conflict management.
I feel like companies would throw that out.
Yeah, like, sadly.
Wouldn't you?
Because you can't ask those questions. Oh. Now it's just there in front of you to put them in the no thank you pile.
Oh, dear CBS Radio, I drive my kids. I get them there on time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sports, the Capitals in New York tonight for Game 5 against the Bruins to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Wild lead their sweep to advance to the Western Conference Finals last night as the Canadiens are still alive after they beat Tampa Bay 6-2. Nationals with a weekend series tonight that starts at Nats Park. The Yankees over the Orioles last night 4-3 with A-Rod hitting 661st. So he is in sole possession of fourth place now on that all-time home run list.
Commissioner of Major League Baseball, did you guys keep track of him yesterday? He's talking about the potential shortening of the Major League Baseball. Down 62 games.
Two.
There's to debate, like they're going to kind of take it up when the players and owning agreement deal runs out. Conventional wisdom is 154 games. That's a lot. There are teams that miss or make the playoffs by 8 games. Mm. That's a lot. I hate to change. You know me when it comes to how much the traditionalist. If you told me, work with me on this though. Would you be cool with it? If you're reducing, we're interleague squad games.
I lost you.
You know what interleague games are.
Yes.
Right. So if you were going to reduce from 162 to 154, that means eliminate 8 games a year.
Are there still people who rail against those games?
Interleague games?
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at one of them. I hate interleague play. I hate it. Not even because of the whole DH debate and all that and where. No. You know when I want to see, like being a Yankees fan, you know when I want to see the National League? When I'm playing you in the World or in the All-Star game. Other than that, don't want to see you. So the answer to your question is yes, it's still don't like interleague. That being said, I think, because I really don't want to shorten this game is valuable. Like, for example, can I tell you the thought that I had on the way in this morning? Nobody's going to care.
Keep going.
No. There's a chance, most. I would only see, is that right? No, maybe I'm off there. Stat out. You know what? Never mind. No, but I started thinking, there's a chance I don't see that many more games this season at home. That bummed me out. That's out. You cherish every one of them as they come along. So the same thing with baseball. 162, yes, it some people seems like a lot. One at home. One home.
Seems like a lot.
But if you do 77 at home.
Yeah, I mean, how am I going to go to less than zero games?
If you get rid of them, don't you agree? It has to be interleague games.
So many people, I know one, still hate that. Yeah, seems like
that's
first
logical.
Domino that should fall.
Yeah, and you can tell me all you want. Oh, you get the Nationals. If you're a Nats fan, you're the Orioles. You want to see the Orioles? Tell them to get good and make it to the World Series.
NBA playoffs continuing tonight with the Bulls and the Cavaliers, as well as the Clippers playing the Rockets. Wizards resume their series with the Hawks tomorrow night at Verizon Center. Title John Wall. Obviously, it is primetime on SpongeBob SquarePants 400 from Kansas Speedway. George Mason University has sold their arena's naming rights starting on July 1st. The Patriot Center will now be known as Arena, thanks to their investment over the next 10 years.
Ooh, I've never heard of Eagle Bank, but you know what? Good for them.
Now you have. And Bret Hart was Ask Me Anything yesterday. They're promoting this big Legends of Wrestling event at Citi Field coming up in June with people like Ric Flair, Nasty Boys, just to name a few. One of the questions that came in for him, what's your opinion on Hulk Hogan? He replied, dirtbag, that says it all.
Oh, look at Jones. He's pretending he's giving some little kid the sunglasses. What a nerd. Am I right? That's the same high five I went for yesterday when we were high-fiving over. Just, you know what, I'll walk over and talk to Jones about it.
Let's look at news and sports.
XL102. Verizon is offering unlimited talk and text with shareable data. Yeah, 10 gigantic gigs for $80 per month plus taxes and fees. And $15 per smartphone line. More data, music, more video, more apping, more sharing. That's more data than ever to do more of everything you want.
Who wouldn't want the only network that Root Metro call data? So you never have to settle for second. Fourth, save without today. $80 per month plus taxes and fees. 10 gigs of data and 15 more months. Stop by Verizon or VerizonW.com on the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Hashtag never season. $80 monthly count actually line access for each smartphone line on Edge. Subject to customer and Edge agreements and credit approval. Covered in wireless.com. Rankings based on Root Metrics second half 2014 National Root Score Report.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Call me right now. I got a pass. We'll go see Rise Against. 866-2-Elliot. 866-5468.
From A-Rod.
Elliot in the Morning.
Swing in the spring, this is your Chevrolet Buick GMC during our spring sales event. You too can be ahead. Largest selection of vehicles and vehicles and brand new location, just a quarter mile fast short pump mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles, 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off to our vehicles, up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off MSRP and Terrain, and MSRP on all Malibus. 5 grand off MSRP on select vehicles, grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, 4 grand off MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and 3 grand off MSRP on Encores. What a way to get ready for summer with amazing savings. Find new roads on Laredo online at Hendrick. That's HendrickRichmond.ChevroletBuickGMC in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick driver.
No time fuss with Lunchmelo's new lunchbox deals. Fries and a drink, $6. Salad, garlic bread and a drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or from 6 area locations. Call now only at ChinelloSPizza.com.
Rise and shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say 5 hours.
Come be on the stream before sunrise.
Official asleep, Dad.
So stop at Hardee's.
Feel in the big ones.
Hardee's? Why didn't you say so?
Rise and shine at 5 with Hardee's made from scratch sausage and egg biscuits. 2 for just $3.50. Price participating Hardee's.
Now, is this worth getting up for?
Smartphone, what can I do for Mother's Day?
Talk your mother's way. All right. You know, I am not your maid. Did you brush your teeth? Don't talk with your mouth full.
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is your destination for the perfect Mother's Day gift. We assembled our best collection for Mother's Day jewelry. From birthstone rings to diamond hoop earrings to pendants, specially priced for the occasion. Or the mother of your children. Bring value from Diamonds Direct.
Thanks for telling me about Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day, smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn around, mister, or I'll give you out.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Let the Diamonds Direct help you find her a Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy for years to come. West Village, across from Whole Foods, Diamond Importer.
Will the hospital bills start piling up? Will calls from insurance company overwhelm you?
Will you be struggling?
Months from now, will you be faced with physical and financial pain because of someone else's negligence?
At Allen & Allen, we know it can affect the rest of your life, our lives, to fighting for you.
We're Allen & Allen. Call us.
Call 6-388-715 consultation.
Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put it on the dash.
What?
Never mind. I'll get it.
Serious? Snake?
Better safe than sorry, man.
You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular oil change with motor oil and ozone? Be ready for the road for the types of Valvoline conventional motor oil and your choice of select oil filters for $22.99. Restrict.
95 remains slow as you approach Belvedere in both directions. Sound like to the overturned semi. Crews need the left shoulder to contend with this. Still causing for merging delays. 64 over the Shaco Valley Bridge outbound and 64 from Staples Mill accessing 95 southbound slow with heavy travel volume.
From the top, Elliot to the Morning Building. WWDC Washington, WRXL Richmond. This is the Elliot in the Morning Radio Network.
star, she got them. As the test of age drained down, a single tear is dropping to the valleys of an aging face that the gods in.
This is John. How are you? How are you, Ellie?
John, I'm fantastic, dude. I want to give you a pair of Eyes Against in concert.
Oh, no way, man. That is so sweet. Thank you so much, man.
Oh, absolutely. The date of the show, you'll see him at the Silver. Tickets, by the way, for everybody. Those are available, Tom. Hey, dude, if you hold back, I get some info from you. Have a great weekend, brother.
All right. You too, man. Go Cats.
Talk to you later. Thank you, dude. Hold on. Hey, are you a twin by any chance?
I am not, unfortunately.
Damn it. Can't be a fit. By the way, this is going to be my favorite story of the day if I can find somebody who has this. Oh, but you know what? Maybe they don't. That's also a possibility. All right. Kaylee, see if you can find me somebody that's a twin, please. I just need a member of the twin. You know what I mean. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Hey, John, hold tight. Once I get info from you and enjoy the show.
All right, thanks, man.
You got it, brother. Hold on. Before we get out of here today, I will have tickets for you to see the Wizards take on the Hawks. Playoff tickets for tomorrow's game. Tomorrow's Wizards evening. All right. This is my favorite thing of the day. There's a dude in Jersey through a divorce, right? And his wife was going after him for child support, which you get, or his soon-to-be ex-wife, you totally get that. And I don't know all the details of it and the whole of it. So, kind of half being a dick and half being cool was like, hey, just to make sure, let's paternity test the kids, or DNA test the kids. And by the way, he was just doing it. Found out with the twins. Are you ready? Two dads.
Whoa.
Two different men, one set of twins.
That's possible?
Not only is it possible, 10,000 sets of twins. And that sounds like a big birth. Like a small
large number. Really.
It's
from not thinking it was.
When you go from thinking it's not
biologically possible.
Never. One out of every sets of twins. That is enormous.
Never heard of that.
He only had to pay.
I guess that makes sense.
Makes total sense. Can you imagine? What would you do?
What's the timing have to be like for kids?
What do you mean? Oh, for, I believe, this is where I always get a little lost on the terms. I believe it has to be, obviously it has to be during the same menstruation.
How many men did she have sex with in, like, a small part of time?
In this case,
two.
That we know of.
Yeah.
It took. They made it sound like in this Jersey case, that it was two guys within this, during her ovulation. Do I have that right? Is it ovulate? Yeah. When during her, where she's fertile.
When she's fertilized.
Yeah, exactly. So two guys within that week. Doesn't sound that hard to do.
Revealed in testimony that she had had sex with a second unidentified man within a week of having sex with
the guy, the father.
Yeah.
Happens regularly. This could happen to anyone. Especially like if you're not trying to get pregnant and you're juggling a little bit or cheating or whatever the case is.
Anything?
Doesn't it make it sound? Now it almost seems like there should be more.
They gave us these. There are some out there.
Well, plus, so they say 1 in 10,000 that they know of.
Yeah. Well, I seem to believe the number they've put out there.
Yeah, but it could be. I'm saying it could be hard because people. If I were a twin, you know what I would do today? Go out and DNA test.
I'm not sure if this.
You wouldn't want to know if your twin was your brother?
Well, there can be telling signs.
You half? Same mom, different dad?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Half siblings.
So the person that you're closest with, who feels pain from across the country when you stub your toe, is really only a half.
That still may go on.
It's a half brother.
No, but you're still
brother.
Yeah.
Or sister.
You're a half brother.
I don't think that stops.
Like Julie and Paul Hill, who I knew growing up, they didn't treat each other like brother and sister.
Like what did their parents get married like, you know, when they were like 10 or something, or
brother and sister?
There you go, Megan. Here we go. They went to high school with. Said they had different dads.
Yeah!
And Megan is tweeting right now from behind their backs. That's the location on the geotag.
Isn't that awesome? That honestly, I saw that story this morning.
It seems like the odds net. It shouldn't be one in 10,000.
Super womb.
Are you still twins at that point?
Yeah. If you have to share that space for the gestation period.
You're a twin. That's what you're going with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Born within minutes of somebody, you're a twin.
Different fathers.
OBGYN say sperm can be...
Say what?
Sperm can be viable 5 days. So if the mother had sex with one man, ovulated, and then had sex with the other guy, all within the course of just under a week, one's man's sperm, one egg, and the other one...
Man sperm the other egg.
Yep.
And never mind. I'm just going to look stupid.
Go ahead.
Like an egg splitting?
Yesterday you said that you'd make a horrible doctor. They may as well keep up with the trend.
I don't necessarily understand. I don't have a twin.
The question of what? Identical?
Like you get into fraternal twins, you get into, these are called hetero twins or But you couldn't have, like, clearly you couldn't have identical twins here, right? Same sperm. Yeah.
It's not, the process is different in terms of what happens.
Well, that's what I mean. So is that, it's possible that one egg could have both sperms?
There's no way.
If that egg split, it could get impregnated by, say, this is what I mean. Maybe I'm not that stupid.
Mother conceived her twins a week apart.
Damn. Where am I going, Caleb? Line 3? Sorry. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Who's this?
Gina.
Hey, Gina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? So, I have a brother and sister, and I'm fairly certain that they have different dads.
So are you guys triplets?
No. I have a sister that are twins.
I got you. So, you're not...
No, huh? Oh.
Okay, but you think they're mom, and I'm sorry, you think their dads are different?
Yes.
Why?
Because back when they were born, my grandmother was with my mom and the twins, and she ran into a lady that my mom worked with, and she swore up and down that my baby sister looked just like Anna with.
Damn it!
And it's funny because my sister doesn't look like. My brother's the same, and they all look like their brothers, their half-brothers. Like, complicated situation.
It's very complicated, but at the end of the day, we need to... How do we find out? Like, does the one that looks like the co-worker, I'm assuming it's a girl, is she in on the joke? Like, is she like, or does she... Don't mention it around her.
Well, I kind of don't talk about it because I'm really close with my mom, and... I have a different father. I have of us all together.
How many?
So three.
Four if you count the co-worker of the twin.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Man, your mom love wiener.
Huh?
Your mom.
Yeah. So, it's funny though, but
why can't you ask your mom?
Because my mom won't tell me who my dad is, like, never, and I'm 35, so she's not going to tell me if they're different.
Have you never known who your father is?
No.
I think that there's probably a decent amount of people who don't know who maybe there is. That's different.
Well, it's like I said, it's common that someone was married at the time that she got pregnant. And the father of my older sister, who is the one she was married to, had after he was born. I mean, after my sister was born. So.
Well, you know what hose that one.
Exactly. So, and it's
wait, who was the
yeah.
And she says none yet.
She told me when I was little that he died before I was born. She had told my grandparents that he carried a picture of me around in his wallet, which he didn't, right.
That was just that he was so involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, you're a realist. You know that's not the case.
Yeah.
Okay, somehow we have to ask if twins have two different fathers. I don't understand. I've never met anybody. I have to meet somebody.
She would kill me if I called her and asked her right now because she's going through some mess with my brother. But
is that the one from the father that we don't know?
Well, he would be the father that she was married to. Her, my little sister is the one that I think is not.
That's
because she's
player.
The one that doesn't. I mean, they have some similarities, but they're different.
Well, I mean, you know, they have arms, but other than that, that's about... Hey, just out of curiosity, from?
I'm from North Carolina.
North Carolina, I got you. What part of NC?
The Concord area.
Okay, all right, very good, very good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what? If she's going through some mess with your brother, let's not bother her then.
Yeah. Unfortunately, things that like family members.
Wait,
I don't think they've ever specifically said to mom, "Hey, tell me what's going on."
But I ask you this: would she be honest? Like, she was honest with you and said that you're not gonna. I'm never gonna tell you who your dad is. She'd be honest and say, like, I'm not going to tell you their names, but yeah, the twins have two different dads because I had sex with two different guys in the same week.
Oh, she wouldn't.
That she wouldn't do?
She never admit it. Mm-mm.
Is she married now to the guy with the vasectomy?
He was her.
Oh.
And he's long gone. And then the second husband, which is the father, my three younger siblings, you actually killed in a car accident.
God, in a truck accident.
She's married now, but he's not the father to any of them.
That works. Her name's not Philip. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day. Very good. Talk to you later. Oh, boy. I didn't ask. All right, let me do this. Kaylee, will you ask these people on hold? Please don't go anywhere. Give me one quick break. I'll grab you next.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Facebook at facebook.com/monlive.
Go. Strong can set the soundtrack by streaming music right from your phone.
Go! Turn it up!
Roadside fare, like pickled pig's feet, thanks to helpful Yelp reviews.
I can't believe you ate that.
And Strong can make every home stay jumped in the backseat when they see all the photos you posted.
140 likes!
Think what Strong can do for you.
All right, where are we going next?
T's Network has networked the nation's strongest... AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T TC1M9 for zero down with AT&T Next. Capture all life's moments with its 50 megapixel sapphire lens camera.
Signal strength claim based only on average 4G national carrier. Zero down requires welded agreement of wireless service. Tax due at sale. Other charges and restrictions apply. Visit a store for...
Something very easy to want it. We've got it at H.H. Gregg's. Thinking about a new washer or dryer? Gregg's of refrigerators, ovens, and ranges. Gregg's got it. Hundreds of appliances plus next day delivery. Thank you. Right now at H.H. Gregg, get up to 24 months special financing. Plus save an extra 5% when you use your H.H. Gregg credit card. Gregg and hhgregg.com. Low prices, fast delivery. Gregg's got it. Subject to credit approval, next day delivery available on in-stock appliances only. See store for details.
Street legal cars, trucks, and bikes.
No cops.
No tickets.
Instant green starts with real time.
The Barely Legal Bikini Contest.
The Outlaw SPL Sound Drags. The Sports of the Earth Burnout Bank. A USAC car and truck show and much more. Busting out to our real night long. Street Warrior. Richmond Dragway. Are you a warrior? Then join the wars.
Look no further than the brand new Crown Lift Trucks location at 510 East Park Court, Suite 160 in Sandston. You'll find complete range of head forklifts with reliable pliant parts designed to meet your needs. Crown offers various financing options, including rental and lease. Buy Crown Lift Trucks or call Crown Lift Trucks today at 420-9058. That's 420-9058. Or to find out more.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. And here's the Capital Bank Rewards debit card that gives you five or repurchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every swipe. Visit onecapitalbank.com today to earn more. Capital Bank, it's your money.
Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
Every day, 1,000 breaths. Walking, talking, sleeping. Have you ever stopped to think what you're breathing in? Or that indoor air can be 2 to 5 times rare? Breathe Easy, featuring exclusive Filtreat brand 3-in-1 technology from 3M to pull in and trap unwanted particles while letting cleaner air flow filters to filter today. Come into Lowe's 15% on 4 select Filtreat filters and Lowe's. Never stop improving.
Visit Oreo Sweep's favorite Oreo cookies for a chance to win a $500 gift card. No purchase necessary. Sweeter, sweetens at 11:15. See if those sweeps.com for details.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Croissant.
Knock.
Who's there?
Yeah, I told you already.
just $4, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Staples has everything your business needs to keep your employees energized. From coffee, water, and soda, to granola bars and chips. Get a scan of Folgers Classic Roast 9. Offer ends 5-9. All supplies last. Staples, make more happen.
Traffic Center.
95 remains slow as you approach Belvedere in both directions. Southbound, your left lane and shoulder block to the overturned turn on side. Crews need the left shoulder. Still causing from merging delay 64 over the 95 northbound and 64 from Staples Mill accessing 95 south volume.
With another Big Field Day artist.
Backstage at Big Field Day RIR, joined by Robert DeLonge. My whole day is better. See those tactic sunglasses you have on. ET inspired.
I was thinking of this like Elton John.
More at Big Field.
Your company's marketing genius? Click iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
It's number one morning show. Morning on XL102.
Today, I will have tickets for you to go see the Wizards take on the Atlanta Hawks.
I like peanut butter.
Horizon Center. All right, Kaylee, where am I going? Line 7. Jelly. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hey, who's this?
I really don't want to tell my name because it's the first time I'd really
I understand.
Care of this business. All right, this is going to blow your mind. My mom's lady.
Hold on. And, I got it.
Okay. My mom worked with this lady. And this other lady shows up, and this lady goes, hey, I want you to meet. She goes, all right. She goes, over this as well. She goes, hold on a minute. This is your sister. You're white, but she's black. They're twins.
Not as uncommon as you think.
But the mom had a freeway, and that's how she got pregnant.
Okay, well, there you go. That's how you think.
Yeah.
Wow.
That blew everybody's mind when they found out about that.
Because you do hear this every often about the twins where there's one child and one black child. That's really not as, although people sound like, oh, it's really not as uncommon as you think it is. However, yeah. The passion of it, I feel like it's very uncommon. Very uncommon.
That was the big kicker when they said that. Oh, okay.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, man. Later.
Later. Hi, Yo.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
I've got twins. The egg didn't drop, and then it did.
Wait, okay, now you're getting medical on me.
Well, you've got the eggs.
Right.
The sperm didn't hit them at the same time.
Right.
So one dropped down, so I've got the fraternal twins.
But they're fries.
No. They were a minute apart.
You're twins. I'm confused.
Different times, but it was with the same man.
That's like what the person tweeted about.
My boys will always say, because one's 6'4", and they're like 5'11".
Right.
Straight, Haley, and the other one, you know, you've got a different dad.
But wait, hold on. So I'm still, hold on. Don't say a second, okay?
Okay.
Explain this. What am I missing?
They're conceived days apart.
But same guy.
Same man, but they were born as twins.
But the other one's lucky and still gets...
Oh, I got you. Okay. So they were conceived day. Oh, but by the same guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
At least that's what she keeps
telling
them. That's the story.
Is there any chance that it's not them?
I wish, but no.
Probably divorced.
Huh? Yes.
Oh.
They're 22, but, and then, you know, they did the genes test, and they've got the cell. So we had to do all the blood work and all that stuff, because, of course, years ago, and they were born in a nickel and a nickel. It was a big deal.
Oh, of course. Hey, can I ask you this? Were they born at the same?
Yeah, a minute apart.
Oh, okay. So they.
Yes.
Did your husband at any point?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because we.
There you go. So he, you had fooled around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guilty conscience he had, though.
I don't know,
because he was doing stuff. It was easier.
Oh, I got it. So yeah. I'm doing it, therefore you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're kind of mysterious to me, but you give me a lot of information.
That's because I'm honest. You ask me a question, I'll answer.
No.
Excuse me? I agree with what he just did.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. Have a good day.
I love you. Okay. I love you.
Love you, too. Love you, too.
Okay, good. She said she was honest. I asked
does that play into the type of conception pregnancy?
Oh, very good.
TTI.
That was the obvious next question. Okay. Don't need to set up. Hi, Elliot.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
So how are you?
Good. Talking to my brother. He had sex with his... He got back together with his ex. She slept with my brother and another guy in the same day. And she said the twins were not his. And about birth, she showed up and said, this one's yours, the other one isn't.
So she tested up with the other guy, and it's only them had his genes.
Because her the other guy wanted them tested.
Right.
So when they came back, it revealed that he was the father of one, he was not the father of the other.
And so did your brother testify that he was the father of the other one?
Oh yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
And he's the only, he's
only one of them.
Man, hey, does he have to pay any kind of child support or any support or any?
But
only for
one. Yeah.
Can I ask you this? Still see the kid at all?
Oh, every week, yep.
When he takes his son, does he also take the other one?
No. He's still with her guy I slept with.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, like if he's... Because they're brothers. So raised his brothers on the mom's side of it, and I pick that kid, that the son, I'll bring his brother with me.
No. No, amicable relationship like that.
So the twins, one is his son and the other is just that little bastard.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Okay, all right. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
It's always weird to me. Not necessarily in the twins world, but like somebody who, let's say Diane and I got together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have two boys. Diane has a daughter. We get together and let that, we have two kids together.
Right.
And then we stay together for a long time. And then I feel like Diane's daughter is part of my family.
Yeah.
I would never see her. Like, that's weird to me.
You might see her, like, coming for pickup for the other kids, but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not it.
But I would want to take two, but you would be all like, well, you should have never done like that, and then, like, not let me see her. You know what I mean? Like, that's weird to me.
But you do hear stories where it's the opposite.
Where they're
ill enough.
Where they do,
yeah.
No, that, I would like that.
Yeah, people going to like graduations and
now you're talking about my wallet. I just wanted to spend like an afternoon.
Oh, I'm going to bail before she.
Line two. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's Alex from Washington. Just called to tell you that I'm one of a triplet, and my two are from a different father. And it was a huge deal in our family for quite a while. A huge scandal.
Okay, so your sisters. Have the same father.
My sisters have the same father, and they are identical. And I have a different new about, but we all...
Get back to that very apparent parent point. Parent.
It's so apparent because we clearly are siblings, but we are... I know both of the fathers, and I clearly look more older than their father. And
oh,
you can
so
really,
okay.
It's,
so you have to know. You have to know the father.
Right. I just wouldn't look at you and go like, oh, the two girls...
No. Well, they're lighter than me. They're extremely light-skinned. I'm more darker, but you can definitely tell. And it was such a big deal in the family because no one knew. I mean, no one knew that my mom was getting to go.
Now, by the way, can I? I don't deal a lot in the world of triplets. Common to have two girls and a boy?
I have no idea.
Or,
yeah,
or I think
they're all the same.
I think same sex.
I have not encountered triplets that are anything but the same. It may have something to do with the fact that
you have a different dad. No, I was just going to say, if I run into multi-gender triplets, second dad involved.
Right.
Do you is there any contact with this with your dad?
Oh yeah, I speak to now in the picture, so I've been and they speak to their father often.
Do the girls?
Yeah. It was a big deal, but now everyone's kind of, you know, we all kind of text each other and stuff and you know, the whole family thing.
Hey, how did your mom finally fess up to it?
Actually, my mom had my sister's dad with me thinking that he was.
He had a problem with it, like, don't do that to me, or he just thought it was unfair that you would grow up thinking he wasn't?
Both. There was two fatherly things with him that he, you know, I think it came down to he thought he was his own, but my own dad, so it was unfair to me, like, he got on.
Right, I understand.
My dad was so, which he's not so much anymore, but it, you know, so she was telling me I was really getting this.
And obviously your sister's dad was cool with the fact that your mom...
No. Like I said, it was.
Oh, it was high drama. But now.
Now everybody's cool. You know, we're all 24 and we're adults now. So it's
man, that's crazy. Yeah. Can we agree we're going with multi-gender triplets are the result of two fathers?
I never thought of it like that, but that's why why I called in. I think it's really. I know a bunch of not a bunch. I have some tripping friends, and I've never encountered a set of triplets that were. Multi-gendered, so might have something to do with it.
Other than my friend Jason Tepper, who I'm going to call my friend, I would talk to him more frequently. I stick him. He's got triplets, but all the triplets is the same gender.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've never multi-gender triplets. I don't even know if that's a word or a term, but that's what I'm going with.
Might have invented that on this.
I thank you for that, dude. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
Thanks, man.
Later.
Thanks.
Finally figured out all triplets. I was like, who were the ones at the Caps games?
The copies. Remember? The copier people.
Yes.
That's two girls.
Was it? I thought it was all girls. Didn't they have an older brother?
Oh, there was a boy.
And the
in
brother
the-
was for sale.
No.
Do I have that one?
No, but didn't they, don't they have Tyler? God damn it.
Think that we should have an older brother. Who picks on us all the time.
Brother for
we're going only to make him
20 cents.
Then we'll take him out into the street and see if
count
him.
It? No.
Brother
for sale. Only 50 cents.
Brother sale.
Wait, go back to the, because I used to see that commercial all the time. The Ameritel twins. Is it three girls and then an older brother?
I think it was an older brother, yeah.
Because if not, I could tell you Ameritel. Comfortable with that?
Or do they freak us out? What are you asking?
No, multi-gender. Well,
I think it's, you keep saying gender. Gender is like this.
Oh, well, you know what I mean. Though.
I know, but you didn't. You invented a term for the 1950s. In 2015, sex.
Okay, sex. But you understood what I meant. Well, because now I don't want to offend.
No, you didn't mean to, but you just. We've lost so many listeners this week already.
The what did we lose for this? With the ones that left earlier in the week. That was their bad. Multi-sex. That is that we agree. That's going to be. Same mom, two dads.
Sure.
Prove me different. Who else do we know? The Ameritel twins. The Ameritel triplets. Splits. Aren't they from around here? Find me an Ameritel. God, those commercials were so annoying. All now.
All the time.
Yeah. No, there's no way. There's. How about I just stumbled on medicine?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, it's really more science. Still, same thing. It's medical. Oh, I feel good today. All right, where am I going here? Here, or am I good? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, I hate to burst your bubble. A friend of mine's got triplets. The two girls and the boy obviously isn't identical. Both got fertilized, and the one egg split to make identical twins, and the other one made, and it was the same dad.
Know that?
Yeah?
Do you know that?
I mean, I'm relatively sure.
Bad. Wait, so like if you have identical triplets, that's one egg split three times. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. That's a lot of split.
And then of course they are going to. But if you've got two fertilized, they can be either gender.
Sex. Don't say gender.
A lot of people on Twitter know these triplets.
Oh really?
Oh.
Because. Not you, the caller.
You the me. All right. Thank
that
you
should
for
be the name of your autobiography.
What is it?
You the me.
Good. All right. Well, you know what? I like it. You know what? We thought we proved something, and then some other scientists came along and they changed it.
Who?
I am.
Oh.
Yeah, but science, the listeners. But,
Back to the Future.
Yeah, but you know who's not scientists? The listeners that left earlier in the week but they shouldn't have left. That wasn't anyway. No, it wasn't. They can eat it.
Twitter, do you want to disagree with me? Actually, it was Facebook. By the way, speaking of the future and children, if you need a good morning cry, watch the Huggies thing.
What's the Huggies?
No one watched that this week?
I have no...
Is that them?
I have no place
for the babies or
no,
something?
No.
No, but that sounds funny. What is
no,
the...
No, this thing wrecked me last night.
Are they doing 3Ds?
In the 83rd precinct for the New York Police Department, I almost wrote, not cool at Huggies. We'll watch it during... I can't watch it again, but you can watch during the break. You the me.
The, I got it. All right, Mary Craig, it's you the me in the morning.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning on Twitter at EITM Online. XL 102.
A ridiculous deal on an insanely delicious three-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of 19.9. Start this three-course, then pick from five special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic, succulent lobster tail for just 19.9. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop sauce that's so good, it's literally something more carnivorous. Try our grilled lamb chop. Perfect, they'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible can't get more incredible, it does with our new donuts for desserts. Present. The salad, your choice of five entrees and dessert. 9. Hurry in because this incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill. Incredible served daily. Celebrate Mother's Day. Visit bonefishgrill.com.
Awesome and amazing things happen when two great one. Think tackle baseball, beer snow cones, chocolate covered by Adolph Jewelers to see diamond sale and their two for one watch sale. It's going to be awesome and amazing. How amazing? How awesome? Well, imagine a gorgeous supermodel with the personality of a Labrador. Pretty awesome and amazing, huh? It's not nearly as awesome and amazing as an opportunity to buy one Pulsar Star Seiko or second one free. Combined with a diamond sale giving you 30% off diamonds and diamond jewelry. And 50% off engagement ring mountings. It's awesome and amazing. Pitsy Diamond Sale and 2-for-1 Watch Set located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Parham and Quiocasin. Adolph Jewelers. Rilla happy. Visit AdolphJewelers.com. Offer does not include Citizen Sig and Sig.
No matter what taste a person has, it doesn't mean they have full Qdoba. Taste is a verb. Have, it's something you do. Tasting is the freedom to try things out. It's sampling. That's why we freed up your choice. Now, you can burrito however you want. No strings and no sacrifice. A queso and guacamole. So, throw it all in and order with abandon. Only at Qdoba.
Sandra and... Burrito Bar. Hot Nacho Bar.
Celebrate your graduate with a buffet-style or naked burrito bar with catering from Qdoba Mexican Grill. Perfect for graduation parties of any size. Easy, delicious, worry-free. Call 888-2GO to go.
Business is offering unlimited talk and text plus variable data. Yeah, $10 per month plus taxes and fees. And $15 per smartphone online. More video, more streaming, more gaming, more apping, more sharing. That's more data than ever to do more of everything you want. Who wouldn't want the only network that Root Metrics might call data? So you never have to settle for second. Or save without settling. Today, $80 per month plus taxes and fees. 10 gigs of data. And $15 per smartphone line. Stop by Verizon or VerizonRV.com on the largest, most LTE network. Hashtag never settle. $80 monthly account access for each smartphone line on Edge. Subject to customer and Edge agreements and credit approval. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com. Rankings based on 2014 national root score.
Together for new Brioche French Toast at IHOP. With toppings.
This is why we come back.
Creme or caramel apple. IHOP's new Brioche French Toast at a price you love.
Best French toast.
And you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
zone.
Can you compartment and put it on the dash?
What?
Never mind. I'll get it.
Seriously? A rubber snake?
Better safe than sorry, man.
You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is all regular oil change with motor oil and... Be ready for the road this summer with 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and your choice of select oil filters for $22.99. Restrictions apply.
AutoZone. XL 108 Field Day Artist.
It's Big Catfish at the bottom end. The volume. Are you into the UFC?
McGregor. I'm not into UFC, but I'm into Conor McGregor.
All right, all right.
Michael Bisping, because he's good on the game, Joey.
I don't.
He's good
on the game.
I know. Conor McGregor. You know Conor McGregor?
McGregor.
No. Oh, mate, he's amazing. He's like...
I might look him up.
Get more at Big Film. Now, playing on XL 102.
If again, and you run into Tyler, chances are you won't, because he would have to be out. But if at any point he says video of meeting Murillo, whatever it is, just pass. First was great. But boy, does it wreck Tyler.
I did cry when you were watching it. But I had already seen it. Now, in my defense, because it messed me up, I didn't know how the final 30 seconds is, I had to turn it off.
Oh, so this was new to you?
At the last 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Did you like the end?
It was a good ending.
Yes, nice.
Like, and
at what part did you turn it, what the end was?
My heart is beating so fast for 200 plus seconds. Just like, feel my here, monitor my heart rate.
No, he touched his tree.
I'll take it for the tears.
Do you see Big Bird's story too?
Yeah. I mean, I was aware of what was coming. I'd see stuff that.
So. Okay.
I don't know anything about
the guy. The guy who's Big Bird for like 46 years
on TV, made, like on Sesame Street. Big
no,
Bird?
An AMA on Reddit, and
wait, hold on, I'm lost. Jeez.
Yes,
right.
The guy who played Big Bird on 46 years, like going back to Jim Henson's conception of it.
He did an AMA?
Yeah. Your most meaningful interview, you were playing Big Bird, and then he tells this story about this poor little girl got cancer.
Right.
You know, his getting in touch. I mean, this goes back to the age before, so you had, you know, track down the phone number,
yeah,
and things
sure.
like that. And he you know, called this little boy and actually had a conversation. We're in the room with him because that he's probably doesn't have a whole lot of time left.
Right.
And he said that's the first time that they had in months because he had been so sick.
And this guy talked, did it as Big Bird.
After he talked with Big Bird, and then he died.
That's awesome, though.
I know, but it's horribly
sad. No, but that's
sad.
A great... It's not sad.
Like, no.
I mean, it's sad. I think it's awesome.
Of course it's a sad story, but I mean, his parents, you know, then get back and listen. That he died with a smile. That's all we could ask for.
Yeah, the parents were probably thrilled to death. Yeah, no, he should be happy, Mom.
But obviously...
Sad is watching Tyler break down watching the Huggies commercials.
Heartwarming. Pathetic.
That's what I was going for.
Elliot, it just makes you want to celebrate each moment and buy Huggies. And I told you when it ended, I said, I know they're manipulating me, but goddamn it, it's worth it. I can't even breathe. How am I supposed to do dirt here? Remember,
you know
I'm
what,
doing dirt
right,
today.
You're doing it for
you know what, Diane? You take it.
Hell yeah, man.
No. Because this is all, there's a, I guess, all about Big Bird that he did the
right.
Q&A. And he said,
by the way,
he's 81.
Wait, before you finish, can I say, if you play Big Bird, like if you've spent 50 years playing Big Bird,
yeah.
You've really found yourself in countless situations where you are... I don't want to say it sound like you're just a puppet on display. But spending time with less fortunate, very mm-hmm. sick, terminally ill kids, like you should be fat. Like you should be honored that you get to.
Carol Spitz reveals how he's been able to use the Big Bird costume to hide his tears, as depression, and when he sang "Bang" Jim Henson's funeral. I gotta watch that.
The movie's out.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, if you get to play Big Bird and you get to walk into, like, the pediatric oncology and all you do is see little smiling faces, that would be the greatest job ever. That would be the greatest job ever.
But it's got to get to you every day.
I disagree.
You feel good about it, but how sad it is has got to wear on you. You know?
Oh, see, I would be so happy. I mean, yes, I realize you're going to the cancer board of a hospital, but that's when people smile.
You can't feel good about that part of it.
You'd feel great about that.
I think it would, you know, wear on you.
I don't think I'd be depressed. I feel so happy.
Well, unless you're singing at Jim Henson's funeral.
Well, then I made a little bit.
That Big Bird's so short.
Wait, you could or could not?
I could not.
What? Because of being in that setting?
I'm barely emotionally to be a father.
You were going to say to make it through a diaper commercial.
Hey, fair point.
Real quickly, before we get into very much to Silver Diner for coming in today, customizable clap your choices. Thank you very much for coming in. Don't forget their new summer menu is now available. Options for everyone, including American classics, low-calorie options, gluten-free as well. They got bison burgers at breakfast, farm fresh omelets. It has what you want, when you want it. So thank you very much to Silver Diner. Okay. And they almost, a week ago, when Tom was on Diane's lap.
No. I didn't spill anything.
Oh, Diane almost took on her lap.
No, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Waiter.
Oh, well, never mind. We still almost laughed, whatever it was. Anyway, Diane, let's get into some dirt, please.
SNS Witherspoon is hosting Pimpin' in the Machine. Is the musical guest Game of Thrones back on Sunday night series Binge on AB, U2 is on Jimmy Fallon this evening. Also, Letterman as he's close out his last Ray Romano, Brian Regan, Dave Matthews Band on tonight.
By the way, come out yesterday and say that on Dave's last day,
yes, he did.
He's going to run a repeat.
Yeah, he just said, I have too much respect for him to do anything that would distract viewers from watching. Tonight Show and Conan shows that night.
Right.
Yeah.
Make sure we have a best of besides he's retiring.
What?
I don't want to have a new show against Biz.
Interview with Rolling Stone, obviously talking about his retirement, spending more time with his family. One of the things that led him to decide to retire content that kept available nearly every day. Failure to do so of the show and admitted, you know, I hear about things going viral and I think, well, how do you do that?
Oh, so he got left behind.
Because I think the plumbing there. I mean, he's 68.
Right.
You know, but it's not like he doesn't have young people who could push that through. Anyway, so I guess he was trying on one of these final shows.
Oh, did Jay tell him to go F himself?
No, they said that Tim, according to this Rolling Stone interview.
He's booked. I guarantee you he's booked. If Letterman wants him.
Stephen Colbert partnering up with a couple of groups, Share and Source, to fund every grant request that was submitted by some public schools teachers through DonorsChoose.
That's awesome.
.org for $1,000. He actually helped finance it when he was off pieces from the set of what Jon Stewart has been doing as well. ABC ordering up some comedies for next season. One called The Real O'Neills stars Martha Plimpton. It's about a Catholic family that has a gay son who finally decides to come out. Ken Jeong is Dr. Ken, about a very brilliant physician who has no bedside manner when it comes to his patient and family. And then there's also the more adult-oriented documentary-style Muppet Show, which is coming out in the fall. HBO ordering a stand-up special that'll be taped at the Apollo Theater at the end is going to be directing that for her. Recently spotted at a typewriter repair shop. Apparently, they still have them. There's one in New York. And people were Willis walking into this with an old, battered-up typewriter. Apparently, he was doing acting.
For a movie part?
No. Broadway, Misery on Broadway, and it was made famous by James Hunt.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Internet got buzzing yesterday when Slash was on CBS. Said, never say never. Asked about a possible Guns N' Roses. He didn't really say anything new, though. He basically said, you know, I'd be interested if everyone was cool with it, and that we did it for the next year's Captain America is going to be loaded with basically every superhero that you've ever heard of. Iron Man, Black Widow, Hawkeye, The Vision, The Winter Machine, Scarlet Witch, and Spider-Man set to make an appearance as well. Also, trailer is out in case you missed it for the new Vacation movie.
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
The Red Band.
Yeah, right. Is it good?
Well, Chris Hemsworth.
Did you like it?
I mean,
I thought it was horrible.
Are you talking about the movie? Because there is a Cliff or something like that.
Chris Hemsworth? Yeah, there's a good chunk of it. Because he's married.
I got Thor's hammer.
To Audrey, who is played by Leslie Mann. And then Ed Helms is Rusty.
Right.
From the original ones. I mean, we'll see Chevy, Beverly Angela make like a little kid. But it's all about them. He and Ed Helms is married to Christina Applegate. Them taking their kid.
Gotcha. It looks bad.
I thought it looked awful.
Really? Damn it. I'll have to watch it.
I don't think he's in it. Randy Quaid.
Esther's full.
And Willie Nelson book come out this week called It's a Life.
Right.
Released earlier in the week, and he talks about his love affair with weed, calling it a long smoothest of all of them, saying pot never brought me down, stood my chops. Pot got me up, took me where I needed to go, and chased my blues away. And I guess he also talks about LSD and how that was actually what convinced him that he had already found the high that worked for me. And he did take like a triple dose of acid when he did it.
Hey, I mean, listen, and he went further. It wasn't that good. So he stepped back.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he's always all right, very good. Thank you very much, Diane. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Call me right now, please. I will give you a pair of tickets. Only call me if you use playoff for you. Wizards Hawks tomorrow night. I don't have Caps tickets for you right now. Send you two. But Wizards Hawks tomorrow night. Not at Verizon. Please call me if you can go. I do not want 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5546.
E-bomb from A-Rod.
Elliot in the morning.
Yes, that can be a hassle. But First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. And First Capital Bank Rewards Debit Card. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase over a dollar. Yeah, cash back every capitalbank.com turn. First Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's make it work.
Tickets are on sale now for Landmark 2 days, 5 stages, and all for a cause. The National Mall. With over 40 artists, including Drake, The Strokes, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Drugs, and many more. September 26th and the 27th in West Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Full lineup at Landmark Fest by the Trust for the National Mall.
Years after, you'll be in pain.
Will you be facing even more surgery?
Will you be able to pick...
Or complete simple household chores?
Will you be able to...
At Allen and Allen, we know that it can affect the rest of your life. And we've dedicated our lives to fighting for you.
We're Allen and Allen. Call us.
Call 866-388-7150 for a free consultation.
Every day, we take 20,000 breaths, talking, sleeping. Have you ever stopped to think what you're breathing in? Or that it's 2 to 5 times worse than outdoor air? Breathe easy with Filtreat filters, featuring exclusive Filtreat brand 3-in-1 technology to pull in and trap unwanted particles flow through. Change your filters today. Come into Lowe's, save 15% on 4 select Filtreat filters, and make every breath count. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Can you grab the black mamba out of the glove compartment?
What?
Never mind.
Seriously? A rubber snake?
Better safe than sorry, man. You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular and filters from AutoZone? This summer with 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor and select oil filters for $22.99. The details in store.
The Home Depot has all special order interior doors of all styles. So let's give those inside doors more thought. Let's do molded patterns, maybe classic French or rustic. Opportunities knocking, and 15% off is no joke. Let's do this. Off all special order interior styles right now at the Home Depot. Doing while supplies last, U.S. only.
Visit OreoSweeps.com and vote for your favorite Oreo cookie. $500 gift card. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 5/11/15. At OreoSweeps.com for details.
This Mother's Day, see her smile. Give a gift card because nothing says thanks more than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th. Purchase a Hand and Stone gift card and get a promotional gift card for yourself. Visit one of our 3 Hand and Stone massage and facial spas locations in Chesterfield, Carytown, or Hand and Stone. See participating spa for details.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared the Galleria of Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, up to a $1,000 reward of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have a ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000. Jared.
The Home Depot has a winner for Mother's Day. Actually, two. Your choice of a classic 7er or a 10-inch hanging basket of colorful annuals, special buys at just $5.88. So let's give Mom the credit and the flower, not just for a day, but all season long. Let's do this. Pick the planters or 10-inch hanging baskets, just five more saving. While supplies last, selection may vary by store, U.S. only.
XL Weather Big Field Day Artist.
TMO live at Big Field Day.
Yes.
Can I make a confession? Never seen you guys live. So I was left upset, and then the amount of times, he just got up and left the interview through the mic also. If you're at least going to drop the mic, like, do a proper, like, mic drop.
Get more at BigFieldDay.com. From the Elliott in the Morning Building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, is the Elliott in the Morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, dude?
How you doing, man? You doing?
John, a brother.
My voice is a little scratchy.
Absolutely. That's going around. It's getting everybody. Anyway, yeah. Listen, John, I got a pair of tickets to send you to go see the Wizards take on the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow night at the Verizon Center.
Right on. I can't wait.
No, that should be good. So listen, you hold tight 1 second. Game. Obviously, the series ties. So game three, back at home on Friday night. Dude, you hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you. Have a great weekend and enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Right.
Dude, hold on 1 second. By the way, thanks again to our buddy Jeff Halpern. You can see Jeff Halpern doing Capitals Report live pregame. For every Capitals game, that includes tonight as they take on the New York Rangers in New York. MonumentalNetwork.com, or of course you can watch it on the Eagles app. So either one. So thank you very much, Jeff. Also, thanks again to the Silver very much for coming in. Silver Diner partners with over 15 local farms throughout Maryland. SilverDiner.com for a list of locations and to view their new summer menu. So thank you guys for coming in. I do have a couple of gift certificates in their new summer menu. 866 to Elliott, 866-235-5468. Call Kate, set up with those. All right, everybody, have yourself a good, safe weekend. Back here on Monday, it's Seagus Ho!
The day is closed, another day from us, it's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow, though, we'll celebrate, ho-ho.
So long, Peter, say goodbye, I hate to go.